celebrate in its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Review, or some call it the Talk Radio Roundup. Some people call it Talk Radio Nonsense. You can help yourself. We're here to discuss the charts from Talkers Magazine from this past week, the stories and the people, week of October 14th to the 18th. As we prepare, I don't know what we're preparing for. Every week we're preparing for something different. Here to help me go through all of these things by the numbers, Rick Jensen, an outstanding performer in his own right. Just ask him. He's at WDEL.
Thank you.
Somebody's on a roll and we haven't stopped rocking.
Okay, calm down. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. I got something special for you, too, later on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, at number 10, the passing of Elijah Cummings. I'm going to do what I always say I'm going to do and I never do, and that's actually go through the stories, then go back and maybe cherry pick a few of them. Number 9 story is the story of the police. A white cop kills a black woman. Number 8, Brexit. Number 7, the economy and what's going on in the stock market. I didn't think that was such a big story this week, frankly. GM and all of the, well, we'll talk about it. Number 6, see, that's what happens to me. I see something that's like a shiny penny. And I stop. Okay, let's talk about that. Nope, we're going to go through the list. Number 6, calm down, Victoria. LeBron James in the NBA and China and yada, yada. Number 5, gun control. Number 4, health care. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, troop withdrawal from Syria. Number 1, see, I would flip those around. My sense is, and it's only mine, I'm not doing the research the Talkers does, I think the troop withdrawal got more starch than the impeachment. I think the impeachment inquiry is already running out of steam. Am I? Yes, no, no, yes?
I think they're both big.
Yeah. Well, they are big, but maybe it's because the troop withdrawal is new, because I'm sick, frankly, of talking about the impeachment. It's the biggest load of blarney and garbage and nonsense and wasting my money as a taxpayer. I'm offended by it. I'm outraged by it. Anybody who is in the middle who analyzed what the Democrats were trying to do, and it isn't all of them because there are some who realize, apparently without the rest of them understanding, the jeopardy they put themselves in, with people who are in the middle of the road. Even though, if you look at some of the polls, there's a suggestion that a lot of people want Trump to be impeached. They don't understand what impeachment is because we don't teach civics anymore in school. So the Bill Clinton thing and back in Richard Nixon's day when he was impeached, Nobody knew what it was. They thought as soon as the president was impeached, they were out. They didn't even know what the political consequences of it is. I think it's become a go-to way to disrupt pretty much everything so nothing happens. And then these politicians can blame the other side. Look what they did. Look what they're doing. How could that be? And so on and on it goes. So whether he's never going to be impeached, it wouldn't, even if he got the, even if the Republicans who are PO'd at him this week because of Syria and the Turks and all that other stuff, even if they were angry at him, you don't have time to impeach him. Really and truly.
I have a question for you. So do you include the Mulvaney press conference that created all this dust up with creative editing from Jim Acosta? Yes, I'm saying you got into creative editing. Did you include that into the whole impeachment topic?
Well, because it happened late in the week, maybe not so much. I thought, in terms of that input, Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, said that Trump directed him and other diplomats to work with Rudy when it came to relations with Ukraine. On the surface, does that mean anything? No, just as he, so what? They're all supposed, isn't that what they do as diplomats? Supposed to work with other diplomats? So the question about Trump and the phone call and all that, who was in the room, Bolton and his baloney, it's a red herring. It's every single president, if you were really to scrutinize, you want to really scrutinize what these guys do, they all do what's in their own best interest. That's what comes first. And so whether it's Mulvaney...
I think there's a difference. I do have to interrupt you here, Doug.
No, go ahead.
I do think there's a difference between doing what is in the best interest of the country and doing what is in the best interest of your 2020 election campaign.
Who and what is that, Victoria?
Well, that is what is up to lawmakers, and to some extent it's up to the voting public. But I think, I do think it's up to fairly sensible people, and to say who determines that is an interesting question. I don't think it's up to a president to determine that necessarily. We don't give carte blanche to a president to just willy-nilly decide absolutely everything. We simply don't do that when we elect somebody. And I don't think it's the case that every president has said, oh, yes, let's have a G7 summit at my failing resort. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
That's
normal.
A good point. And that's another thing, too. I know people can accuse me of being a Trump supporter, but I'm not. It's just some of the policies I think are great. And
so
I'm not. If he does make a profit on having all these ambassadors and all these other foreign leaders come to his resort, and if they actually pay, doesn't that actually violate the Emoluments Clause? Isn't that actually a violation?
They all violate it. They all do what's in their own
self-interest. This is not okay. It's not okay.
Nobody said it was okay.
Whataboutism is not an answer. It's not an answer.
What's the answer?
Now, I'm sorry. You just can't play whataboutism. If we play whataboutism, this country and this republic is doomed.
All right. So here's what you really have to realize, in my mind, and I got off on this week, to the
I thought we were going through the
people.
List.
And we did the list. We've already gone through the list.
Welcome to the show.
We're at impeachment. I think, and I may be the only one who has the balsam or is stupid enough to say this, Trump is a disturbed individual. He is troubled. He has depression issues. He has all kinds of mental, and people say, how can you know? Prove that. I don't have, it isn't what I prove or I don't prove. My observations are fairly accurate when it comes to talking to people, understanding people. Remember, I've been doing this for a long time. I've talked to thousands, tens of thousands of people over the course of the history of my radio broadcast career. I've been around a lot of people. I'm a good observer. I think Trump needs a lot of therapy, and that's a minimum. There's something about his, whether it's bipolar, whatever it is. And so what I'm saying, or what I'm invecting into the conversation, is something that doesn't get discussed, but yet should. The fact that we are treating him as a, or we're trying to find normalcy here. The man isn't normal. Whatever, and I'm not saying, this is not negative. We have a big problem in this country, a big issue over the care and treatment of mental health problems. And whether there are some who think, oh no, it's just, he's a New Yorker and that's the way they are. Nah.
Well, I'm in New York, and it's not the way they are. I'm in New York.
He's got an anger. He's got a deep-seated problem. And to talk about him in a matter-of-fact way, like he does this, that, or the other thing, if we really were going to deal with this the way we ought to deal with it, the Democrats ought to come up with a good candidate, which they don't have, and they should just make it their business to defeat him. Because he is defeatable if you have a good candidate who is going to understand what the country needs. But the problem with the Democrats is they're all such damn self-serving zealots. You can't pick one of, there's not one of those people, with the exception of a couple, the woman from Hawaii, whose name I can't remember, who maybe in 10 years, maybe she's going to have what it takes. But at the moment,
but there's so many on the stage. How would you know?
That's right. Exactly.
Well, that's true. The DNC would actually have to get, the DNC would actually have to get organized about this. Allow me to offer something. We've all said something positive about Mayor Pete Buttigieg, correct? Yeah. And Doug, I know that you really admire this guy, right?
I like him. I don't want him to be president, at least not at the moment. But yeah, I think he's smart. I think he represents what we need in terms of change. We need to be more open. We need to be more understanding. I think he's got some good ideas. He's a little green, but yeah, I think he's okay.
Okay, so you know, most of us have an opinion.
What do you think of
him? I think he's well-spoken, and I think he could well represent the Democratic Party if the party would get together and get behind him. I do have a thought on how the Democrats can beat Trump, because I agree.
Hold that thought. Let me write this down. How the Dems can beat, write this down, Doug, Trump.
Trump.
Right now, I want you to listen to me talk about how we can beat that problem around your waist, that expanding waistline. You're getting bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier, and you finally have your doctor, somebody said to you, your children said, Dad or Mom, you got to do something about this. Otherwise, you won't be able to enjoy your grandchildren, because you'll be gonzo. If you are too big and you're trying to lose weight, you've been motivated to lose weight. May I help you? I'm going to motivate you even more, because I want you to do it the safe way, the healthy way, and the only all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off is to use Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Get on the program, stay on the program, lose the weight, and keep it off. Go to Calitren.com, use the code DJV, and you get all kinds of special deals, special pricing, and free shipping. That's right now, Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.com, code DJV for special savings. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near their home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio. We have Talk Radio represented well by Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here usually every week with us from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen as we sort of pick apart the stories. All right, so the moment you've all been waiting for... Jensen tells us... Wait a minute, hold on a second.
Nice. Wow, I get the kazoo. That's awesome. So Democrats need to energize. If Democrats really need to energize the base, we're seeing a bunch of elderly people there debating each other with as much energy as they can possibly muster. Elizabeth Warren actually seeming like she's in her 60s. So what can the Democrats do to actually beat Trump? And right now, I think most of us agree, none of these candidates really stand out in such a way that they will decidedly beat Trump. So you energize the base. And we talked about Pete Buttigieg, a little bit green, but certainly young and enthusiastic, well-spoken, smart guy, not crazy. And how do you get the base motivated? Well, the DNC really has, I think, has to get behind a candidate, get behind strongly, and then in the spring, like around May, they announce their super vice president candidate, Michelle Obama. Not saying she would do it, but... that, I believe, would be the face that would energize the Democrats in such a way that they could roll over Trump.
Well,
I think it could. I also think it would ensure the African American vote would come out, and that this is key for them. They've got
awful?
To ensure the African American vote
just,
will come out.
But think about
No, not because she's black.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm
no,
just
not
saying,
because she's
isn't
black.
That well, you know what it is.
No,
kind
it's
of because
not because she's black.
She's
black. It is because she is effective.
Yeah, she is effective. She's popular. She's sweet. She's smart. George Bush should vote for her, and that's an optic that actually could be used. I don't feel it is silly to think that when you run for an office like that, you're not going to become political. I mean, Hillary is even, or somebody is beating the drum for Hillary someplace, because every time I turn around, there's some other story. Well, will Hillary jump in at the last moment?
It's a waste of time, that is.
A waste of time. But, you know, there are lots of stories and a lot of people who could do this. I thought that Michelle Obama was going to run for the Senate in Illinois. And that didn't materialize, or at least it hasn't.
Be very effective in the Senate. You know who, another one of these candidates who, you know, given an opportunity to actually speak and shine, has been a very effective politician and member of the cabinet, is Julian Castro. And again,
yeah. I don't know that much about him. Tell us a little about him, because
He's an interesting man. He's Julian Castro was a member of the Obama administration. He's a twin, which is always interesting. You know, these things are just interesting to people.
Do you remember that movie Dave? Remember?
Yes.
What was about it?
Yeah. He was President Obama's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He was also the mayor of San Antonio. He's charismatic. Of course, he's bilingual, which does not hurt. You know, it doesn't hurt.
Biggest problem? All right, Victoria, you may be right on every single level. You know what his biggest problem is?
Go on.
Why? He won't be elected because of his name.
Well, that's what they said about Barack Obama.
No. Castro, nobody knew another Obama. Everybody knows another Castro.
Everybody knows Castro. They do know Castro. Yeah. They do know Castro, but I don't know. And right. I'll tell you something else about Castro.
No, hold the rest of it for the next half hour. Okay. 28
after. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated. Not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to continue pursuing information and conversation about the hot hits from the News Talk Radio world this week. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where Talkers Radio is, talkers.com. Find a list of the stories there if you'd like, the people on the list, etc., etc. All right, Victoria wants to tell us why Castro wins.
Oh, no, I wasn't going that far, but why it may not be as uphill a battle with his name as it might have been heretofore.
Yeah.
Okay. I use words like that.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah. I also say nevertheless, things like that. So I'll tell you why. It's because President Trump has started making it easier to deport Cubans to Cuba. And this is making him less popular with Cubans in Florida than he was heretofore. Consequently, the name Castro may not be as unpopular as it was.
Maybe not with them, but with the general run-of-the-mill voter.
Well, the run-of-the-mill Trump voter who may have a problem, but he wasn't going to get those voters anyway.
How would you describe who is the run-of-the-mill Trump voter?
I don't know, but I'm not going to attempt to, do a cartoon sketch. But President Trump has a core vote support of probably 35%, something like that. And it varies. And that's not going to change. And I don't think those people were going to vote for a Democrat if their name was Trump.
You think they'd be upset at me saying what I did about his mental health? The Trump supporters?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's an interesting theory. Next on the overview here of the charts, Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. The troop withdrawal situation might deserve a little of our time because it is so disrupted things in the president's own party. Mike Pence and what's-his-face Pompeo went over there to try the first shot at this Turkish president, whatever his name is.
Erdogan.
I'm not talking to those guys, and then he did. This guy is, as far as I'm concerned, as bad as Hitler. He's lined up the Kurds. They dug holes, built bulldozers digging holes, line up the Kurds on top of a hill, shoot them, throw them in the hole, hundreds at a time. So
they're committing war crimes now. They've also committed a war crime against
criminal.
A Kurdish woman politician, according to reporting this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Well, at any rate, I don't know why we're even talking to this guy. Somebody should put a bullet between his eyes like you should have done with Saddam. Or Arafat, what's his face? I always call him Arafat. I don't know why I do that. Assad, thank you.
The so-called ceasefire, as of Friday, had already been breached because it wasn't a ceasefire. It gave the Turks everything that they wanted. Everything that they wanted. And the Kurdish withdrawal, the Kurds don't have anywhere to go. So the Kurdish withdrawal, which is what the Turks wanted in the first place, so that the Turks got everything that they wanted, and the Kurds have been told that they have to withdraw, but there's nowhere to withdraw to.
All right. Lindsey Graham is an interesting player in this this act of the Donald Trump play. He's been friendly. They've played golf. He's been supportive. But, man, he's been about as outspoken contrarian when it came to Turkey as anybody on either side. And he's introduced a Turkey sanctions bill that goes beyond whatever the economic penalties are that Trump imposed, even though he seems to have been opposed to the withdrawal of the U.S. forces. So I'm trying to figure, Mr. President, quote, as much as I like you and want to work with you, I'm going to be consistent and I'll hold you accountable, as he talked about the bill. But he was talking about the feeling that a lot of Republicans have had, and they haven't expressed it quite as eloquently as he has. What the hell are you doing, basically, was the question. And
I think Lindsey Graham has a good handle on what needs to be done to keep ISIS at bay. And we have a lot of bipartisan anger at Trump on this here in Delaware as well.
Really?
Phone calls from people who identify as Republicans.
Tell us what your people are saying on your calls on your station.
It's a matter of loyalty. Here you have a group of people who did defend and save the lives of thousands of Americans in fighting ISIS, really in recent years as well. We had made certain promises to them about having their back and supporting them. Then President Trump says to Republicans, you need to be loyal to me. And yet look what he's doing with the Kurds. There's no loyalty whatsoever. That really angers people. And even the Rand Paul followers around here who say, yes, we need to get out of these foreign entanglements, have been saying, as have I, this is the wrong way to do it. You don't go later after you have all these murders and slaughtering people later and say, oh, can we have a ceasefire and let them go now? No. Instead of announcing on a Sunday, by the way, move, you're going to die, what the president should have done is in advance arrange for them to go somewhere and to be somewhere safe as opposed to just abandoning
that
them.
That way. I'm going back to what I said before. Donald Trump is not a planner. Donald Trump doesn't work well or play well with others. That's just the nature of the person. and you're not going to much change that. So you need to either realize that's what you're dealing with. Maybe somebody will modify him. I haven't seen anything about him since he became president or before in terms of his activities that has changed much, if at all. If anything, he's become more hardcore when it comes to the tweeting, when it comes to making decisions on his own and not talking to anybody. It's like he was on an island, or he thinks he is, or whatever, invincible. He's gotten to the point, again, back to the mental health issue, of thinking he is invincible. At least that's what it appears. I don't know what's in the guy's head. I'm just telling you what I observe. And he has all the markings of somebody who thinks that he is above it all. And that's not particularly good in the circumstance that we find ourselves in. You want to talk a little bit, Victoria, about the Brexit deal? I don't even begin to understand what the heck is going on. I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would get Boris a blow dryer for his hair and the hair in his nostrils and the hair in his ears, too, maybe.
Yeah, that or a lawnmower.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Trimmer, big-time trimmer. All right, so
Floby.
What do we
do
need
you remember
to know about
Floby?
These?
Yeah.
Well, no, what we
Flymo.
Need to know.
The Brits have you know what the Flymo is? A lot of people here don't know. I used to have a place in England, and I used to love to mow the lawn with a Flymo. You plug it in. It doesn't have wheels. It's about an inch or two over the grass. It's a lot of fun, and that's what this guy needs for his hair.
Going on is, of course, you know, this show is on zillions of radio stations all over the weekend. So depending when it's aired, different things will have happened. But something momentous is happening in London at Westminster this weekend, which is that Parliament is sitting on a Saturday. It's being known as Super Saturday. Parliament has not sat on a Saturday because it doesn't like to sit on a Saturday because they're at home like any governing body since the Falklands War 1982. So you know, it's pretty momentous, and it's sitting because Boris wants them to vote on his Brexit plan, which he says got to be done. It's got to be done because Boris thinks it's his way to win re-election. Win election. He wasn't elected by the people. So that's what he's got to happen now. And he also said he'd be dead in the ditch if they weren't out by October the 31st, which is Halloween. Here's his problem. He doesn't have a majority in Parliament, and he relies on the DUP, which is a right-wing Northern Irish party, for his majority. There's 10 votes there, and they've said, no, we're not voting with you. So he's got a bit of a problem here. Of course, Labour, the left-wing party, have said, no, we're not voting with you either, but they are, like the Democrats in the United States, in utter disarray, running around like chickens with no heads. And the Remainers, as they're known, who want to stay in the EU, are equally disarrayed. They're running around like there's a vulgar expression I can't use on the air, which is very funny.
Yes.
So nobody knows what they're doing, and it's possible that it'll get through. It's also possible it won't get through. If it doesn't get through, then there could be a hard Brexit, which, according to the Financial Times, which is a very reliable newspaper, means a total catastrophe for the British economy.
Yep.
So there you go.
There you go. All right, in a moment, another policeman kills another black person. We get to that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from this past week. I'm Doug Steffen. The stain or stains that you have in your teeth. Let's concentrate on that for 60 seconds or so. You want to do that? Intensive stain removal? Here is the way to get rid of the stains that are on your teeth. Not toothpaste. No, no, no. And not those trays and the stuff that you buy, the strips. It's all garbage. It's not going to work. Well, what it does is make your teeth more vulnerable to tooth decay. But if you are smart and use power swabs, that's the natural ingredient that takes it extracts the stains from the enamel, doesn't eat into the enamel. So if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, get the all-natural way to whiten your teeth. Use power swabs. Do it the natural way, not the chemical way. 50% off the retail price using the DJV code 800-208-1797. Again, that's power swabs. Get the teeth whitened the natural way, 800-208-1797, to do it at half price. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, issue by issue, week by week. We go through the stories and the people as the research is done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. This week's top 10 includes the passing of Elijah Cummings, representative from Baltimore in Congress. Number 9 is a focus on that white Fort Worth police officer who killed a black woman. Number 8, is it going to be Brexit or not? Stock market and the economy, number 7. What's going on in China, number 6. Number 5, discussion of gun control, sort of wrapped around, kind of tied with immigration reform. Number 4, continuing the focus on healthcare. Our two favorites, three actually, immigration, healthcare, and climate change. Two of those three are sort of coupled together at number 4. The presidential race is number 3. Troop withdrawal from Syria, number 2. And the Ukraine input, I guess, as to whether there should be an impeachment or not. That's number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached 4-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The People List, another service of Talkers Magazine. These are the top 10 people, or at least a combination of, because sometimes we put a few names together here. Elijah Cummings at number 10, Aaron Dean at number 9, Boris Johnson at 8, Nancy Pelosi at 7, and then we get through all of the political candidates on the Democratic side, from Elizabeth Warren to Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, all that bunch. They're in the grouped in the middle of the list this week. Rudy Giuliani, number 3. Will he or won't he get fired by the president? That'll be interesting to see. Number 2, Joe and his son Hunter, the Biden boys. And number 1 this week, as is usually the case, you don't have to do any heavy lifting to figure out that Donald Trump belongs at the top of the list. Donald Trump is the president. He's number 1 on the People List at the chart list at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jory Jones is here. Rick Jensen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Fort Worth policeman who killed the black woman without provocation. I don't think there's anybody who's looked at this and really examined it that thinks that this guy, this cop's got a leg to stand on or a hair to stand on. Am I right?
I think so. If I may, for people who don't know the story, the thumbnail sketch is the cops came up. She had a gun in her own home. The police did not identify himself. He shot through the window, killed her. How can this not be murder?
But the cop didn't see the gun.
We don't know if he saw the gun.
Does it matter?
Well, it doesn't.
In this case,
he just said,
"Shoot
I'm
first
here.
And ask questions later." Yeah, it's just getting obnoxious, this whole thing. Did you see, this is a Beyond the Fold story, a quick reference to El Chapo's son. His name is Joaquin Guzman, and he's a baddie as well. He was in a Mexican jail, and surprisingly enough, a lot of his heavily armed pals shot up the bus he was on and released him. So now he's free. He was in custody. No more is he free. So you won't be seeing his dad ride around in a bus in New York probably anytime soon. That would be my observation. Rick Jensen, thank you for being here again. Victoria Jones, always a pleasure. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Planning an event? Double date? Girls' night? Overtime? Inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime. Turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Of what we all have come to... We have kind of... looking for a different way to get into this, the discussion about technology and how important it is to all of us, I think gets banal after a while. I'm trying to come up with something that's sexier, Victoria, but I don't know that I can.
Tech is tech.
Tech is tech. All right, let's get to the top five. Starting at five, the posting of items online, yet another warning why be very careful.
Yeah, you have to really be careful, especially if you're a woman and especially if you live at home alone. So it's one of these things that it's a horrible, weird story. A Japanese man last month was arrested for stalking a pop star and then he attacked her at her home. And the way he found her, he studied photos that she had posted on Instagram and other social media sites. He saw that there was a train station reflected in her eyes in one of the pictures. He found the train station using Google Street View and then eventually used some clues to figure out where she lived and found, and then when she came home, he was inside her apartment and attacked her. So it, even though none of us are pop stars, it still is a really good reminder. Be careful of what you post online. Kim Kardashian will be the first one to tell you that when she posted the picture of her with that 20-carat ring that her husband had given her, that's the reason she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. They showed up. They didn't know who she was. They showed up and said, where's the rapper's wife? And then she ended up going through a horrible ordeal and was robbed just because of what she posted online. This applies to don't post stuff if you've got a brand new flat screen TV. Don't post, you know, don't post your valuables online, because a lot of thieves now, they know when you're on vacation, because everybody always posts when you're on vacation, and then they know what's in your house and what can be stolen. So you have to just be really, really careful.
Good reason not to take a vacation. There you go.
You would take that as the takeaway.
Number four, Walmart has a direct-to fridge delivery service.
Yeah, well, right now it's available to over 1 million customers in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Vero Beach, Florida. And the service is going to roll out nationally after they test it out for a bit. This is a camera-equipped delivery service. It allows Walmart associates to enter into your home and then put stuff into your fridge. So it's $50 up front, and then Walmart will install a smart lock, and that will give their associates access into your home. Then there's a $20 monthly fee as well, and then that fee gets you unlimited deliveries, although you need to have at least $30 worth of items for the in-home delivery. They're basically copying what Amazon did with its Key Home service, so we'll see if it works for the Walmart customer. The jury's still out.
You know, I saw this thing about Marshall's doing an online store. Mm-hmm. Are they delivering as well? They're trying to get into the
e-commerce.
Yeah, well,
sure, you can order. Yeah, you can order online now at Marshall's. It's a big deal for people who love Marshall's.
Yeah. All right, number three has Facebook with new policy that doesn't work.
Yeah, their new political policy for their ads is kind of backfiring. Last week they said they had changed their advertising policies to exempt politicians and political parties from their new rules that ban misinformation. So essentially, no one can put an ad out saying that a product does certain things without, you know, without proof that it does. But a political candidate can put anything in an ad that they want. And as you can imagine, there are already lots of ads that the Trump campaign has purchased about Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren got in on this. She purposefully bought an ad with fake information, and just to prove the point that anyone, if you're running for office, anyone can lie. And Facebook basically is not backing down. They said, you know, we're not. They didn't make a statement, but they just keep taking the checks. So I guess that's what matters to Facebook. It's not integrity. It's just the money.
Yep, right. It's all about the. It's not about insight, that's for sure. Number two, Yahoo and its breach settlement.
Yep. This is another settlement idea that, like we've been saying, with all of these other big settlements that come along, and they very rarely ever trickle down to the people who were affected. But if you did have a Yahoo account, this means Yahoo email or Yahoo Fantasy Sports, Finance, Tumblr, and Flickr, you can sign up at yahoodatabreachsettlement.com and see if you can get a few bucks back from them.
And Yahoo, I'm sorry, the farmers... Internet. There's a story. Mm-hmm. This is the story of the week as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, according to a new study funded by the United Soybean Board, 60% of farmers in America say they do not have enough Internet connectivity to run their businesses. And obviously, that's a crucial part of anyone's business in 2019. 59% of farmers who participated in the study said that they want to incorporate more data and Internet into their operations, but they just don't have the service.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. Buyer beware, I guess, much as anything else. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading.
Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
I don't think they... It just feels like we're going around in circles. It doesn't feel like we're getting anywhere. It's causing more upset amongst people because of the uncertainty of what's going on.
The next steps begin tomorrow when there'll be more legal action, arm-twisting, cajoling, and veiled threats by Johnson and his ministers, and more amendments designed by lawmakers to stymie Johnson's plan to have Britain leave the 28-nation bloc at the end of the month. Two cranes that loomed precariously over a partially collapsed hotel in New Orleans taken down Sunday after demolition experts used explosives to do the job. City officials say efforts now will focus on retrieving two bodies still inside the ruined building after the accident a little more than a week ago. The administration, including career officials, have been directed not to participate in the impeachment investigation being housed by House Democrats. Secretary Mike Pompeo says it's unfair to his people because they're not allowed to bring State Department lawyers with them.
My view is that each of us has a solemn responsibility to defend the Constitution and to speak the truth. I said this the other day. I hope those officers who go to Capitol Hill will speak truthfully, that they'll speak completely.
Pompeo on ABC's This Week. More at townhall.com.
Bastion Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The NASCAR playoffs are down to 8 drivers following an exciting finish Sunday at Kansas Speedway. Denny Hamlin dominated at Kansas Speedway, securing a win and advancing to the next round of NASCAR's playoffs. It wasn't an easy win as he faced heavy challenges in double overtime from runner-up finisher Chase Elliott and third place Kyle Busch.
At the end, I was definitely worried about Chase sticking us 3 wide, but I was able to time the restart to where once I took off, he gave me a shot. It wasn't a push, it was a shot that sent me out where he couldn't really do anything at all anyway.
Elliott's second-place run narrowly allowed him to squeeze into the next round of the playoff on points as 4 drivers, Brad Keselowski, William Byron, Alex Bowman, and Clint Bowyer, were eliminated from contention for the 2019 championship. Kyle Busch finished third, followed by his brother Kurt and William Byron, respectively. I'm Jerry Jordan. And you can check out more breaking news and more analysis. They're both at townhall.com. Pink slips at Uber, the company laying off 350 employees from its food delivery, autonomous vehicles, safety, insurance, and other teams.
The move is the latest in a string of staff reductions at the ride-hailing giant since its ill-fated initial public offering. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi told employees that it would be the last wave of the layoff process, which began months ago. Uber laid off 435 employees on its product and engineering teams in September. In July, 400 employees in the marketing department lost their jobs.
Jeremy House reporting. The next Group of Seven summit of world leaders won't be held at President Trump's Doral, Florida resort. After all, just days after that choice was announced, the president tweeted his administration will find another location for the summit. He says it might even be at Camp David, the presidential retreat in Maryland. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're scoring.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Casey, the executive vice president and editor at Talkers Magazine, to sing his version of the Talk Radio Countdown. Are you ready?
I won't be singing, but if you'd like me to tell you the stories, Doug, I will do that.
Oh, come on, you killjoy. Good heavens, that's horrible. Kevin's here because Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher, is out of commission in a manner of speaking. he's usually in a group by himself in a manner of speaking, but he's in a large group of people who have no power, no electricity, no connection to reality or the world because of the storm. And I'm surprised it didn't affect you more. Boy, when you look at this, sort of a subset of the top 10 this week, those of us in the Northeast, actually all the way up from Jersey through the coast of the Cape and up into inland New England, there were 108-mile-an-hour winds blowing on the Cape. You knew that, right?
I did know that. Yeah, it was very windy here, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. Knocked trees down, power out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, well, that's not on the story list. Kevin is here to do Michael's bidding for him, and we'll start with a complete list, a thorough list, the actual list of the charts for the week of October 14th to the 20th. Whoops, wait a minute. No, the 14th to the 18th, the top stories, and then the people we'll talk about are what Kevin believes to be the big stuff here, the things, the stories behind the stories. All right, Kevin, take it away.
Well, it's not just me, Doug. It is from Talkers Magazine, and it's bigger than me. So here we go, the top news talk stories for this week. At number 10, Elijah Cummings dies. At number 9 this week, Fort Worth cop kills a black woman. At number 8, the Brexit deal. Number 7 this week, stock market and the economy. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and the LeBron James NBA flap. At 5, gun control and immigration reform. At 4, health care and climate change. At number 3 this week, the 2020 presidential race tied with the Democratic debate. At number 2, U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. And number 1, most talked about story this week, the impeachment inquiry and the Ukraine scandal. People from 10 to 1, here we go. Number 10, Elijah Cummings. At number 9, Aaron Dean and Tatiana Jefferson. At number 8, Boris Johnson. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi. At number 6, the tie, Amy Klobuchar and Beto O'Rourke. Number 5, Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris. At 4, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Number 3, Rudy Giuliani. At number 2, Joe and Hunter Biden. And, of course, at number 1 this week, as usual, Donald Trump.
As usual. Okay. Did you watch the Democratic debate yourself this week?
I did not watch it myself. I read synopses of it. Yeah. I was otherwise occupied, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. I think that it's gotten to the point of being banal. Do you think that that's kind of these people are all caricatures of themselves, and the way that they present themselves, the real issues don't really get discussed. There's no depth. You think that bothers the average radio, news talk radio listener, that everything is so superficial these days?
But I think it bothers the population in general, too. I think that during the election period from now until next November, you get a lot of platitudes, but not a lot of substance, as you said, not a lot of depth. People are afraid of tipping off their programs so that people will then shred them and tear them apart and say, hey, you know, you can't possibly get away with that. You won't have the votes in Congress or whatever. So they stick with things that they believe in, you know, general philosophies. I mean, and we're seeing it with healthcare as one of the big ones, and that's on the list this week, obviously, as, Elizabeth Warren and the rest of the Democrats were sparring about, they were attacking her about how she's going to pay for her Medicare
for
all, you know.
Wait a minute, Kevin, it's going to be free. Nobody has to pay. It's free.
First, I think that anyone with half a brain or who's been around the block at least once understands that any government program isn't ultimately free. It comes from taxpayer money. So, I think people get that. The question is, are you going to go further into debt? Are you going to, take the country further into debt to pay for this program? Or do you have a way to make it try to be a break-even type program?
You know, it's very interesting. You talk about a lot of the promises that were made or people realizing that a lot of the things the politicians say never come to fruition. I remember the phrase, drain the swamp. You remember that phrase from the last election?
I do.
Drain the swamp. How well has the swamp been drained? Might be a good question. The answer is included in sort of what Kevin was just telling us about the debt and how you're just going to assume more debt at this point of the year. We're starting a new fiscal year. The government, you figure this out, starts a fiscal year in October, huh?
Yeah.
So anyway, amount of money that we have borrowed to this point since George Bush the son was president, we're up to $21 trillion plus. And Trump promised and promised and promised that by draining the swamp, we were going to cut back on the waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption of the government, and there'd be no more borrowing. Well, at this point, he's borrowed more than anybody else has on an annualized basis since he came into office. So one wonders about that, and even whether we wonder if it is does it ever get paid off? Are we going to... You know, before World War II, a lot of the European countries, I think it was Italy, it may have been, I'm not sure which, it may have been Poland, used to carry money, the paper money that was in use at the time, in a wheelbarrow to the store to buy a loaf of bread. So is our currency...
Yeah, that's a famous image you're referring to, and it's German marks is what
German,
it is. It was a period between World War I and World War II. It was a famous image of a bunch of kids playing with a wheelbarrow full of German marks because it was basically worthless.
Yeah, right. So at what point, I know one of the things that's on the list this week, number 7, the economy, at what point, the stock market has been pretty stable, keeps going up a little bit here and a little bit there, takes its licks and... What is it, the old Timex watch keeps its licking, takes its licking, keeps on ticking. But at some point, somehow, unless the economy changes a whole lot, something's going to have to come home to roost here, and nobody seems to deal with that, right?
Well, sure. I mean, I think, look, economists will tell you that recessions are inevitable and that we're due for one. It's kind of like an earthquake. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen in 3 years. And that's just what people are concerned about. When is it going to happen? You know, obviously, Trump is very concerned about it. He doesn't want it to happen within the next, you know, 12 months, obviously. What will have precipitated it? What will have made it worse? Or what could make it, you know, less painful? You know, and this is all about the policy that there were, that the Democrats were discussing on Tuesday, and, you know, that the president is trying to say, hey, you know, I've kept the economy really good.
Right. Well, in fact, whether he's done it or not, we all, you know, love. When I come back with you, Kevin, in a moment, I want to discuss somebody's idea for a possible presidential candidate who could win. We're at number three, the presidential race and who's running, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe there's a wild card out there, a person who has not shown up yet, or maybe it's just us with a little news talk conjecture. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine is here in place of Michael on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a request. I would like you to look at yourself objectively in the mirror when you are naked. How do you like the way your body looks? If you're pleased as pie, then you probably ought not to waste your time listening to me for the next 60 seconds, unless you want to pass this information along to somebody who isn't pleased with the way he or she looks when they stand naked in front of the mirror. If you are heavy by 7 pounds, if you're heavy by 30 pounds, if you're heavy by 100 pounds, this program from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, can work for you. It doesn't make a difference how much you want to lose. It's keeping it off that's the key. And with Calitren, you get on the program, you'll see tons of reference when you go to Calitren.com or TopLoss.com or go to Facebook.com/Calitren. You'll see the people who have been motivated to lose weight and how well they've done. And then you'll find out how the program works. There are answers to the most frequently asked questions at Calitren.com. What I want you to know is that it worked. Even I didn't want to lose. I didn't need to lose a bunch of weight at the beginning of springtime, but I did. And I stay on the program because I want to keep myself looking the way I feel good about looking at me when I'm in front of the mirror. So let's get you looking well and happy with what you see in the mirror. Let's have you keep the weight off. The main ingredient of the all-natural Calitren is collagen protein. Calitren.com. Best deal comes with using the code DJV.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Kevin Casey is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're reviewing the stories and the people, ancillary discussions about some of the nuance as it applies to these various stories. So number three is the presidential race. And one person, a talk radio personality, has introduced Michelle Obama into the mix. What do you think of that, Kevin?
Well, she certainly has, you know, political experience by osmosis.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's got a very positive public image among Democrats. There's no question about it. She's almost, you know, dare I say, she's almost Jackie O-like in the way that, you know, Democrats feel about her. That's interesting. I hear more rumblings about Hillary Clinton getting in the race than I do her, you know.
Yeah. What a waste of time that would be. But in terms of the presidential, what people ask the question, well, what skill set do you have to have? There are a lot of people who say if you're not a seasoned Washington politician, you can't make it. A lot of people would like to have somebody who isn't a politician run, who just knows how to run a business, like Michael Bloomberg. So I guess, you know, what does it tell? Where's the book that says this is what you, these are the skills you got to have if you're president?
Yeah, no, there isn't one, and that's a great question, and it comes down to the fact that America has always looked at it as, you know, representative by the people, you know, of the people for the people, and that's meant anyone could be president.
Yeah, great. You could be president, Kevin Casey for president. Hey, I'll be vice president. We're doing a little talk about talk here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, this is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Kevin Casey, who is the executive editor and vice president of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, Bible of the Talk Radio Industry, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can find these stories and people listed every week at Talkers.com. You know, there's a lot of, when we have our annual convention, and if you look at Talkers, you can go to Talkers.com anytime. More and more, I'm even looking at the most recent one, more and more, Kevin, there is a focus on podcasting and the various companies who do it, and whether or not that's the next. Is that part of what we're talking about? Do you review some of the podcasts, or are they so narrow? We used to call what we did for a living as broadcasting, and now they refer to it as narrowcasting. And I wonder how narrow we can go. Some of these good popular podcasts last, what, 15, 20, 25 minutes? And that's plenty for people, yeah? It's a cooking podcast.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, look, podcasting is just, it's just another form of audio entertainment. It is, it can be very narrow. It can be, you know, to, you know, knitting enthusiasts could find a podcast for them to listen to. Yeah. Yeah, seriously, or you could have a podcast that talks about the stuff that they're talking about on talk radio, impeachment or whatever. So, it can be both. The actual medium itself is actually broadcasting because you get it over the internet. Now, it's not live. It's downloadable. Otherwise, it's called streaming if it's live, you know, just so people know what we're talking about. And it's a great new format, but it's different. It's different than live radio completely.
There are 9 podcasts on knitting.
I believe it.
9.
I believe that. I believe there are probably more.
What every knitter should listen to, podcasts about knitting are a great way to connect with other knitters. I guess there's one called The Yarniacs.
And I like that.
Oh, my God. So fun. Well, but could we survive as a medium, the talk radio business, if we had all narrowcast? Because the stuff, I mean, let's face it. What talk radio has become is pretty narrow from what it was in the days when we were kids. We could listen to Michael Jackson or any number of Jerry Williams in Boston and Gene Burns who talked about everything. It wasn't just politics. It was whatever was going on in life. And I guess I hearken back to the good old days myself because that's what I, in my daily program, that's kind of what I do. But it's rare now to find that, and so it doesn't. Some of those things don't become part of the mix because not enough people are talking about those stories, right?
Well, I think all radio has narrowed. I mean, if you're old enough to remember the day, and so probably are a lot of your listeners here that remember MOR stations,
yeah,
middle of the road.
On the road. Oh, yeah.
They played everything. They played, you know, the pop. They played the everything from the Rolling Stones to, you know, Montavani. I mean, you know, these were and
I was one of those guys, Kevin.
I bet you were. I bet you were. But I mean, it was just more broad, you know, in the way it was programmed. And I think music formats have been whittled down to try to find those, you know, non-radio word. I was going to use the P1 term, but you're trying to find that group of people who are very interested in what you're up to and targeting them and hammering them with what you got as far as programming.
And P1s, not to get too much into the weeds, are your most formidable listeners, your most loyal, your regular listeners, the people that listen to you no matter what. If they're drowning in a pool and they're close to a radio when Limbaugh goes on at noontime Eastern time, they're going to want to listen to Limbaugh as they go down. Yeah, but that's really it. That's an interesting and a very, that's part of what this program is about, by the way. Michael and I, as you know, spend a lot of time talking about the nuance of it because we figure people that are listening to this program are really devoted to the format. And that's why we give them a little extra that they might not get anywhere else, hopefully. This is the talk radio.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market. And nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Redding Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Kevin Casey on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, going through the top news talk stories of the week as discussed on Talk Radio. Recap of the top stories this week. At number 10, Elijah Cummings dies. At number 9, Fort Worth cop kills black woman. At number 8 this week, the Brexit deal. At number 7, stock market and the economy. At number 6 this week, U.S.-China relations and the LeBron James NBA flap. At number 5 this week, gun control, immigration reform. At number 4, healthcare and climate change tied at number 4. At number 3, 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debate. And at number 2 this week, U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. The top story this week as discussed on News Talk Radio, impeachment inquiry and the Ukraine scandal. So it's been a big week with politics, obviously, Doug, with the Democratic debate held on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to a discussion, if we can, for a moment of podcasting. And the this is something that has come up at our Talkers Convention. I say ours because I go every year. You put it together with Michael. But the Talkers Convention, which brings talk radio people together from all over the country every year in June, usually. And the focus has been on women a lot. We talk about different things. Podcasting certainly has become a big topic, and who some of the stars are. And one of the things that has come out is the lack of women who are doing good issue-oriented talk, news talk stuff. And more of them are showing up, though, on podcasts. Do you think that the talk radio business doesn't have women present at its own expense? I think that maybe is an awkward question, but the fact that so many women are doing podcasts seems to me to tell us that there's a need for women to be on the air, and the fact that they aren't on in many or most of the traditional news talk stations with prominence tells me that we're missing an opportunity. Do you think that's true or not?
That's a good question. I mean, whether we're missing an opportunity, I think that if you're asking, do we need more female voices in media in general? Yeah. Some people would say yes, others would say no. That it's just fine that women will get into it as they become interested in doing it. There are a lot of women in media, not as many in news talk or maybe the current events type stuff as you might see a bit, but look at The View. I mean, you've got a show that's centered around, five women talking about the issues of the day. If there's no question that back in the day, and not so long ago, women were, kept out of prominent roles on radio. Remember what was the old saw was if you were on a morning show, you were the laugh gal, right?
Right. You were the blonde bimbo. Exactly.
Yeah, the woman was hired to laugh at the male host's jokes and, maybe read a little news or whatever. And things become formulaic in media, and people stick with it. And also, it certainly was difficult in many situations and many companies and so on to get on the air as a woman. So I think that's been a real thing. I think you see more and more getting into it now, and you see highly successful women in the business. I mean, look at Laura Ingraham, who jumped from, been back and forth between television and radio and now full-time on Fox News. So, successful woman there who, rode the news talk trail to success.
The news talk truck, maybe. I like that. In Talkers this week, there's a story that brings me around a thing. I used to love John McLaughlin and the McLaughlin group that was on public television forever and ever and ever. Now, apparently, there is a revival of it, the distribution of a new podcast that has that in it. And I think about some of the things that we are doing and bringing back and wondering if that also isn't a sign that we're not doing enough, that we're not creative enough. There is a need and all, and the podcasting is finding these niches, these needs. And I know we have talked before, not necessarily here, maybe you can help us a little with where the new talk hosts come from. You must have input. Now, where in the world are, because the old guys, let's face it, I'm not going to be able to talk forever. Limbaugh's not going to be able to talk forever. No. Ramsey's not going to be able to talk forever. So who's coming along to replace these people, and where do they come from?
Well, we don't necessarily know. I mean, obviously, the media landscape is changing. Content on demand, such as a podcast, that's going to remain popular. It'll probably grow in popularity. Back to your earlier, what you said about creativity in the business, and, you know, especially in the radio business, that's been a gripe for a long time. If you go to any conference, there'll be people, you know, kvetching in the halls about how no one's creative, no one takes a chance anymore. You know, I've got this great idea for a show, and, you know, and it's different, and that's great. But the reality, too, is that managers are hamstrung. They are expected to turn profits quickly. I think most of your listeners probably are not aware that when I'm going to forget the station wrong. It was one of the New York stations when it dropped music and went to news in the 60s.
Well,
it was either Winds or WCBS.
It was Winds.
I don't remember which one.
No, it was Winds. W-I-N-S. Winds.
Yep. By the way, INS. It was 5 years before they made a profit.
Yeah.
So, and would people sit around and wait for a media business venture to take 5 years to take a profit these days?
Yeah.
And the answer
everyone
is no.
They would wait 5 months. Never mind 5 years these days. They wouldn't. But, well, yeah, that's a
right.
Great example. 1010 Winds was one of the big rock it was fabulous. They had all those Westinghouse stations in that era, WBZ in Boston, KYW in Philadelphia. You go to Los Angeles and the Westinghouse station there. Now I'm trying to remember the call letters at the time. Anyway, yeah, they all, because FM came in, there was more music that moved over to FM, and so they had to do something else, and they did talk, and they did news, the spoken word formats, and have done very well with them. Some people who don't know a lot about the technology wonder why AM doesn't sound as good as FM, which is another problem for news talk, I think, don't you?
If you're AM only, there's no question about it, and with all of the RF in the air for your listeners, that's radio frequency, and all of your wireless devices produce it. That in the air has also negatively affected AM signals.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're talking the inside and outside. I love when Kevin is here, actually. I'm not trying to get you to replace Michael, but because we are able to get into some of the insightful stuff behind the time. Most of the time, Michael and I just have a good time with all of this stuff.
Well, I hope we're having a good time.
We are. Well, it's entertaining. You see, that's another thing. People don't understand. When I was a kid growing up, maybe you two, we heard the word entertainment. We thought it meant laughing. All right? But entertainment is something that attracts and keeps your attention. And hopefully that's, what we are doing here and conversing about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Kevin Casey and Doug Steffen, let me give you a bit of a push for those of you who are interested in saving a lot of money on pillows, a lot of money on mattresses, and the ancillary things, the sheets that go with it. Those Giza sheets that MyPillow has the best sheets I've ever slept on. They're really great. The pillows speak for themselves. The fact that they sell thousands of these things every day, tens of thousands of these pillows every week. This guy, Mike Lindell, is everywhere, all over the radio, all over television, selling his product. And he's proud of it, and well, he should be, because it's a product that is second to none. How many other pillows can you buy that at the end of 60 days, if you don't like them, you can send them back or bring them back to the store and get your money back? The answer is zero. The only company that does that is MyPillow. Yes, you heard me right. If you've never heard this before, you buy any product from MyPillow and you have 60 days to try it out. If you don't like it, you send it back. You get back your money and the taxes and the shipping, all of that stuff, because these people believe in their product. It's a great product. The most comfortable mattress topper you'll ever own. Lots of savings on standard and queen-size pillows, the platinum pillows, are at 66% off. Use the promo code DJV for the BOGO offers. The BOGOs. Yep. Those pillows you get, not the standard queen and platinum pillows that are on sale for like, they were $69, now $23. But the other pillows, you want a dog pillow? You want those neck pillows? All of the pillows, BOGO offer right now at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free. That's the deal. All of these things are washable. The pillow's washable, dryable. Please, go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab and get all these discounts I'm talking about. All the MyPillow products, you get better pricing using the promo code DJV. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow, promo code DJV. These are great radio specials. Get them now. The People List, another service of Talkers Magazine. These are the top 10 people, or at least a combination of people, because sometimes we put a few names together here. Elijah Cummings at number 10. Aaron Dean at number 9. Boris Johnson at 8. Nancy Pelosi at 7. And then we get through all of the political candidates on the Democratic side, from Elizabeth Warren to Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, all that bunch. They're in the grouped in the middle of the list this week. Rudy Giuliani, number 3. Will he or won't he get fired by the president? That'll be interesting to see. Number 2, Joe and his son Hunter, the Biden boys. And number 1 this week, as is usually the case, you don't have to do any heavy lifting to figure out that Donald Trump belongs at the top of the list. Donald Trump is the president. He's number 1 on the People List at the chart list at Talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. For some women, a laugh among friends or a day at the golf course can lead to an unpleasant moment. Dr. Emmanuel Trabuco says stress urinary incontinence is the loss of urine with physical activities such as laughing, coughing, and exercise.
Having prior deliveries, particularly vaginal deliveries, puts women at higher risk.
Middle-aged women, those who smoke and are overweight, are also at risk. Luckily, treatment works. When therapy or over-the-counter options don't help, surgery may be an answer.
There's both mesh-containing surgeries and non-mesh-containing surgeries.
Another less invasive option is the mid-urethral sling.
80 to 85% of the women are either significantly dry or completely dry.
Most important, says Dr. Trabuco, is talking with your healthcare provider.
There's both non-surgical and surgical options to help you with this problem that really impacts quality of life.
For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Issue by issue, week by week, we go through the stories and the people as the research is done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. This week's top 10 includes the passing of Elijah Cummings, representative from Baltimore in Congress. Number 9 is a focus on that white Fort Worth police officer who killed a black woman. Number 8, is it going to be Brexit or not? Stock market and the economy, number 7. What's going on in China, number 6. Number 5, discussion of gun control, sort of wrapped around, kind of tied with immigration reform. Number 4, continuing the focus on healthcare. Our two favorites, three actually, immigration, healthcare, and climate change. Two of those three are sort of coupled together at number 4. The presidential race is number 3. Troop withdrawal from Syria, number 2. And the Ukraine input, I guess, as to whether there should be an impeachment or not. That's number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Our final few minutes here with Kevin Casey, who is the executive editor of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm looking through the summary of things that you've written. As they are, you list the top stories and then do a little, description of what went on. The aftermath of Tuesday's Democratic presidential debate, Trump administration Syria policy, withdrawal of American troops from northern Syria. That's a hard one. I don't know that a lot of people have grasped that, what's going on there. and whether we are, whether it's our job to call attention. I mean, I think it's my job. I've been talking about it a lot, how this bum, he isn't even a bum, he's a war criminal from Turkey, is lining up the Kurds because they don't like him and shooting them just like the Nazis did the Jews. They've dug trenches, shooting them 100, 200, 400 at a time. I mean, how is that not first and foremost of our focus, the things that we're focused on, Kevin?
Well, I mean, Americans are, in general, I think that they don't like to hear this, but in general, Americans are woefully unknowledgeable about global affairs.
Yeah.
And it didn't necessarily used to be that way either. I think we've become much more inwardly focused in this country. And certainly, you know, the president's sort of mantra about, you know, America first, you know, make America great again, has sort of even made, I think, a lot of people who might have glanced around the globe to see what was going on a little more, you know, introspective again, just because we seem to be so focused on America, 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 and perhaps, depending upon your opinion on this, not realizing the important role that the U.S. plays in keeping the world stable.
Yeah,
and thinking,
right.
Well, it's not our business to do that. And there are people, especially in Washington, who would say it is our business to do that.
Yeah. All right. Good overview, by the way, the essence of what we've got going on here. Lots of talk about lots of the conversational items that are big. That's what the story list is all about and the people this is all about at Talkers Magazine. Kevin Casey here from Talkers on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrenteria.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to visit with college professor and law expert, because he's a lawyer, and he teaches law at Bentley University. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us. But don't forget, in addition to being a lawyer and a prof, he also is a writer. Has done a lot of work on scams, thus the book, Scamicide.com. You can check that out in their website. I mean, the book about scams, Identity Theft Alert, but the website is Scamicide.com. Hello. Got to get that one right, Steve Arino.
Yep.
The legal side of issues this week, let's start, because this probably has the most legs of all, or maybe it doesn't because it's getting old, the Fort Worth police person who killed a black woman. I've become very intolerant. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the police. And then, and I say that advisedly because it isn't all police. Who just don't belong there. And it takes something like this for us to really sit up straight and take notice of what some of these guys are doing. Are they, what they think? What are they thinking? What are they, well, you know, what happens to this guy now?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, in that case, Aaron Dean, the officer, resigned, and the chief of police said, you know, fine, don't let the door hit you on the way out because you were about to be fired. And has been charged with murder, which I find very interesting. You know, maybe there'll be a...
Why? Why do you find it interesting?
I think it was very much a manslaughter, a reckless action causing...
So what would he death. Be... He'd be charged with what in your book? If you were the prosecutor, what are you charging him with?
Manslaughter. I don't think there was an intent... That should be that would lift it to the level of murder. I think perhaps in his mind somehow he thought there was threatening. I mean, that's one of the things. There have been incidents where there have been issues of racial prejudice. Hell, there's no racial prejudice. He's shooting at someone he can't even see.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing that's exposed, which really to me was the most shocking, is the bad, the racist cops, and all. Yeah, that's something I can wrap my head around. This is someone who totally is untrained. And how many other poorly trained officers are there that are using deadly force? And this is an indictment of the systems around the country. There really isn't sufficient training for police officers. I'm kind of glad with the technology that we have the cameras, the body cams, to be able to, you know, see what the problem is, and hopefully that'll help us change things. But it's got to go to a lot more training, because this particular guy, totally out of line, but he's so normal, which is what really is scary.
Yeah, I've maintained, I think you've heard me say this before, we have too many police, especially even in states like Florida, where the sheriff is tripping all over the local police, and there's the state highway patrol and state trooper. It's just, there's too many police in many areas, many jurisdictions.
You're going to get rid of Broderick Crawford?
Yeah, remember Broderick Crawford? Yes, highway
patrol.
We are definitely showing our age with that one.
I guess so.
And even the way the sirens and that one light on the top of the car.
Yeah.
Yes. Reminds me of a scene from Ghostbusters, in fact.
Right.
So, all right. So, what I started to say was more training, better pay, fewer of them. That's what we need. And why am I the only genius who's got that figured out? There's just too many of them around. Meanwhile, back at the list here, the troop withdrawal from Syria, I'm wondering about the legalities. The president, and not just this president, since George Bush, in my mind, in my memory, president been taking way, way too much liberty and getting away with it. I don't know whether they browbeat the politicians that are in Congress and get them to go along with the declaration, or they just don't give a damn about Congress, and they do stuff like Trump did this week. Okay, so I don't need anybody's permission. I'm going to take the troops out. Okay, that's true, I guess, in a part. There's nothing illegal about what he did, right?
Maybe. I mean, he is the commander-in-chief, but it does seem, and I think you get your head wrapped around it, that Congress has given up its power to, as far as declaring war, and these various police actions and other actions that the presidents have taken on the authority, and Congress just basically has been negligent in reining that in. And it's not just George Bush. You could look at just about every other president. Yeah, when it's an emergency situation, they have to act. But operating the military, I think, still comes within Congress.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, exclusively here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo,
off-list, fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Reading and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
Ben Sasse is taking on Democrat Beto O'Rourke over his comments about churches and same-sex weddings. The Nebraska senator does not think much of O'Rourke's comment that churches, synagogues, and mosques that don't perform same-sex weddings should lose their tax-exempt status. Sasse condemned what he calls O'Rourke's extreme intolerance in proposing a resolution on the Senate floor reaffirming the body's commitment to the First Amendment. The Senate last week confirmed four more Trump nominees to the U.S. District Courts. Not to participate in the impeachment investigation being housed by House Democrats. Secretary Mike Pompeo says it's unfair to his people because they're not allowed to bring State Department lawyers with them.
My view is that each of us has a solemn responsibility to defend the Constitution and to speak the truth. I said this the other day. I hope those officers who go to Capitol Hill will speak truthfully, that they'll speak completely.
Pompeo on ABC's This Week. More at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
The murder took place in upstate New York, but the trial's taking place in Nicaragua.
It's a rare legal scenario, but not unprecedented. Authorities say Binghamton University student Orlando Tercero strangled fellow student Haley Anderson last year and then fled to Nicaragua. She was found dead in his bed, and prosecutors say Tercero left a note saying, "I'm sorry." He's a dual citizen of both countries, and Nicaragua rejected an extradition request from the U.S. So Tercero's being tried in a court in Nicaragua, with witnesses testifying from upstate New York via live stream with the help of a translator. Julie Walker, New York.
On this date in 1944, during World War II, General Douglas MacArthur stepped ashore at Leyte in the Philippines 2.5 years after he said, "I shall return." Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's just a few hours left for California victims to file claims against Pacific Gas and Electric, the utility blamed for many devastating wildfires over the last several years.
As many as 100,000 California residents are eligible to receive payments. Attorneys for wildfire victims, though, are worried that as many as 70,000 people could miss out on the money, and they're asking a bankruptcy judge to extend the deadline. They claim many survivors aren't filing claims because they're still traumatized and struggling to get back on their feet. Many aren't even aware that PG&E set aside $8.4 billion to pay for a wide range of claims, including lost wages and emotional distress. I'm Shelley Adler.
Birthday Sunday, Rhode Island Republican Senator Sheldon Whitehouse turned 64. Political commentator and blogger Michelle Malkin, 49. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Review, or some call it the Talk Radio Roundup. Some people call it Talk Radio Nonsense. You can help yourself. We're here to discuss the charts from Talkers Magazine. From this past week, the stories and the people, week of October 14th to the 18th. As we prepare, I don't know what we're preparing for. Every week we're preparing for something different. Here to help me go through all of these things by the numbers, Rick Jensen, an outstanding performer in his own right. Just ask him. He's at WDEL.
Thank you.
Somebody's on a roll and we haven't stopped rocking.
Okay, calm down. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. I got something special for you, too, later on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, at number 10, the passing of Elijah Cummings. I'm going to do what I always say I'm going to do, and I never do, and that's actually go through the stories, then go back and maybe cherry-pick a few of them. Number 9 story is the story of the police. A white cop kills a black woman. Number 8, Brexit. Number 7, the economy and what's going on in the stock market. I didn't think that was such a big story this week, frankly. GM and all of the, well, we'll talk about it. Number 6, see, that's what happens to me. I see something that's like a shiny penny, and I start, okay, let's talk about that. Nope, we're going to go through the list. Number 6, calm down, Victoria. LeBron James in the NBA and China and yada, yada. Number 5, gun control. Number 4, health care. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, troop withdrawal from Syria. Number 1, see, I would flip those around. My sense is, and it's only mine, I'm not doing the research the Talkers does, I think the troop withdrawal got more starch than the impeachment. I think the impeachment inquiry is already running out of steam. Am I? Yes, no, no, yes.
I think they're both big.
Yeah. Well, they are big, But maybe it's because the troop withdrawal is new, because I'm sick, frankly, of talking about the impeachment. It's the biggest load of blarney and garbage and nonsense and wasting my money as a taxpayer. I'm offended by it. I'm outraged by it. Anybody who is in the middle who analyzed what the Democrats were trying to do, and it isn't all of them, because there are some who realize, apparently without the rest of them understanding, the jeopardy they put themselves in with people who are in the middle of the road. Even though, if you look at some of the polls, there's a suggestion that a lot of people want Trump to be impeached. They don't understand what impeachment is, because we don't teach civics anymore in school. So the Bill Clinton thing, and back in Richard Nixon's day when he was impeached, nobody knew what it was. They thought as soon as the president was impeached, they were out. They didn't even know what the political consequences of it is. I think it's become a go-to way to disrupt pretty much everything so nothing happens. And then these politicians can blame the other side. Look what they did! Look what they're doing! How could that be? And so on and on it goes. So whether he's never going to be impeached, it wouldn't, even if he got the, even if the Republicans who are PO'd at him this week because of Syria and the Turks and all that other stuff, even if they were angry at him, you don't have time to impeach him. Really and truly.
I have a question for you. So do you include the Mulvaney press conference that created all this dust up with creative editing from Jim Acosta? Yes, I'm saying you got into creative editing. Do you include that into the whole impeachment topic?
Well, because it happened late in the week, maybe not so much. I thought, in terms of that input, Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, said that Trump directed him and other diplomats to work with his with Rudy when it came to relations with Ukraine. On the surface, does that mean anything? No, just as he. So what? They're all supposed. Isn't that what they do as diplomats? Supposed to work with other diplomats? So the question about Trump and the phone call and all that. Who was in the room? Bolton and his baloney. It's a red herring. It's every single president, if you were really to scrutinize, you want to really scrutinize what these guys do, they all do what's in their own best interest. That's what comes first. And so whether it's Mulvaney...
I think there's a difference. I do have to interrupt you here, Doug.
No, go ahead.
I do think there's a difference between doing what is in the best interest of the country and doing what is in the best interest of your 2020 election campaign.
Who and what is that, Victoria?
Well, that is what is up to lawmakers, and to some extent it's up to the voting public. But I do think it's up to fairly sensible people, and to say who determines that is an interesting question. I don't think it's up to a president to determine that necessarily. We don't give carte blanche to a president to just willy-nilly decide absolutely everything. We simply don't do that when we elect somebody. And I don't think it's the case that every president has said, oh, yes, let's have a G7 summit at my failing resort. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
That's a good point. And that's another thing, too. I know people can accuse me of being a Trump supporter, but I'm not. It's just that some of the policies I think are great. If he does make a profit on having all these ambassadors and all these other foreign leaders come to his resort, and if they actually pay, doesn't that actually violate the Emoluments Clause? Isn't that actually a violation?
They all violate it. They all do what's in their own self-interest.
This is not okay. It's not okay. Nobody said it was okay.
Whataboutism
is not an answer. It's not an answer.
Whataboutism.
Now, I'm sorry, you just can't play whataboutism. If we play whataboutism, this country and this republic is doomed.
All right, so here's what you really have to realize, in my mind. And I got off on this week to the show.
I thought we were going through the list.
And we did the list. We've already gone through the list.
Welcome to the show.
We're at impeachment. I think, and I may be the only one who has the balsam or is stupid enough to say this, Trump is a disturbed individual. He is troubled. He has depression issues. He has all kinds of mental, and people say, how can you not prove that? I don't have, it isn't what I prove or I don't prove. My observations are fairly accurate when it comes to talking to people, understanding people. Remember, I've been doing this for a long time. I've talked to thousands, tens of thousands of people over the course of the history of my radio broadcast career. I've been around a lot of people. I'm a good observer. I think Trump needs a lot of therapy, and that's a minimum. There's something about his, whether it's bipolar, whatever it is. And so what I'm saying, or what I'm invecting into the conversation, is something that doesn't get discussed, but yet should. The fact that we are treating him as a, or we're trying to find normalcy here. The man isn't normal. Whatever, and I'm not saying, it's not negative. We have a big problem in this country, a big issue over the care and treatment of mental health problems. And whether there are some who think, oh no, it's just, he's a New Yorker and that's the way they are. Nah.
Well, I'm in New York, and it's not the way they are. I'm in New York.
He's got an anger. He's got a deep-seated problem, and to talk about him in a matter-of-fact way, like he does this, that, or the other thing, if we really were going to deal with this the way we ought to deal with it, the Democrats ought to come up with a good candidate, which they don't have, and they should just make it their business to defeat him, because he is defeatable if you have a good candidate who is going to understand what the country needs. But the problem with the Democrats is they're all such damn self-serving zealots. You can't pick one of, there's not one of those people, with the exception of a couple, the woman from Hawaii, whose name I can't remember, who maybe in 10 years, maybe she's going to have what it takes. But at the moment,
But there's so many on the stage. How would you know?
That's right. Exactly.
Well, that's true. The DNC would actually have to get organized about this. Allow me to offer something. We've all said something positive about Mayor Pete Buttigieg, correct? Yeah. And Doug, I know that you really admire this guy, right?
I like him. I don't think he'll be president, at least not at the moment. But yeah, I think he's smart. I think he represents what we need in terms of change. We need to be more open. We need to be more understanding. I think he's got some good ideas. He's a little green, but yeah, I think he's okay.
Okay, so you know, most of us have an opinion.
What do you think of
him? I think he's well-spoken, and I think he could well represent the Democratic Party if the party would get together and get behind him. I do have a thought on how the Democrats can beat Trump, because I agree.
Hold that thought. Let me write this down. How the Dems can beat, write this down, Doug, Trump.
Trump.
Right now, I want you to listen to me talk about how we can beat that problem around your waist, that expanding waistline. You're getting bigger and bigger and heavier, and you finally have, your doctor or somebody said to you, your children said, Dad or Mom, you got to do something about this. Otherwise, you won't be able to enjoy your grandchildren, because you'll be gonzo. If you are too big and you're trying to lose weight, you've been motivated to lose weight. May I help you? I'm going to motivate you even more, because I want you to do it the safe way, the healthy way, and the only all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off is to use Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Get on the program, stay on the program, lose the weight, and keep it off. Go to Calitren.com, use the code DJV, and you get all kinds of special deals, special pricing, and free shipping. That's right now, Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.com, code DJV for special savings. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio. We have Talk Radio represented well by Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here usually every week with us from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen as we sort of pick apart the stories. All right, so the moment you've all been waiting for. Jensen tells us. Wait a minute, hold on a second.
Nice. Wow, I get the kazoo. That's awesome. So Democrats need to energize. Democrats really need to energize the base. We're seeing a bunch of elderly people there debating each other with as much energy as they can possibly muster. Elizabeth Warren actually seeming like she's in her 60s. So what can the Democrats do to actually beat Trump? And right now, I think most of us agree, none of these candidates really stand out in such a way that they will decidedly beat Trump. So you energize the base. And we talked about Pete Buttigieg, a little bit green, but certainly young and enthusiastic, well-spoken, smart guy, not crazy. And how do you get the base motivated? Well, the DNC really has, I think, has to get behind a candidate, get behind strongly, and then in the spring, like around May, they announce their super vice president candidate, Michelle Obama. Not saying she would do it, but that, I believe, would be the face that would energize the Democrats in such a way that they could roll over Trump.
Well, I think it could. I also think it would ensure the African American vote would come out, and that this is key for them. They've got
awful?
To ensure the African American vote will come out.
Think about
not because she's black.
I'm not criticizing you.
It's not because she's black. It is because she is effective.
Yeah, she is effective. She's popular. She's sweet. She's smart. George Bush should vote for her, and that might be that's an optic that actually could be used. I don't feel it's silly to think that when you run for an office like that, you're not going to become political. Somebody is beating the drum for Hillary someplace, because every time I turn around, there's some other story. Well, will Hillary jump in at the last moment?
It's a waste of time. Space.
But you know, there are lots of stories and a lot of people who could do this. I thought that Michelle Obama was going to run for the Senate in Illinois. And that didn't materialize, or at least it hasn't.
Be very effective in the Senate. You know who, another one of these candidates who, you know, given an opportunity to actually speak and shine, has been a very effective politician and member of the cabinet, is Julian Castro. And again,
I don't know that much about him. Tell us a little about him, because he has been.
He's an interesting man. Julian Castro was a member of the Obama administration. He's a twin, which is always interesting. You know, these things are just interesting to people.
Do you remember that movie Dave? Remember?
Yes. He was President Obama's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He was also the mayor of San Antonio. He's charismatic. Of course, he's bilingual, which does not hurt. It doesn't hurt.
Biggest problem? All right, Victoria, you may be right on every single level. You know what his biggest problem is?
Go on.
Why? He won't be elected because of his name.
Well, that's what they said about Barack Obama.
No. Castro, nobody knew another Obama. Everybody knows another Castro.
Everybody knows Castro. They do know Castro. Yeah. They do know Castro, but I don't know. And I'll tell you something else about Castro.
No, hold the rest of it for the next half hour.
Okay.
28
after. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you ready for the eating season? And the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it works. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to continue pursuing information and conversation about the hot hits from the news talk radio world this week. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where Talkers Radio is, talkers.com. Find a list of the stories there if you'd like, the people on the list, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Victoria wants to tell us why Castro wins.
Oh, no, I wasn't going that far. But why, why it may not be as uphill a battle with his name as it might have been heretofore.
Yeah.
Okay. I use words like that.
Very good, yes.
Yeah. I also say nevertheless, things like that. So I'll tell you why. It's because President Trump has started making it easier to deport Cubans to Cuba. And this is making him less popular with Cubans in Florida than he was heretofore. Consequently, the name Castro may not be as unpopular as it was.
Maybe not with them, but with the general run-of-the-mill voter.
Well, the run-of-the-mill Trump voter who may have a problem, but he wasn't going to get those voters anyway.
How would you describe who is the run-of-the-mill Trump voter?
I don't know, but I'm not going to attempt to, do a cartoon sketch. But President Trump has a core vote support of probably 35%, something like that. And it varies. And that's not going to change. And I don't think those people were going to vote for a Democrat if their name was Trump.
You think they'd be upset at me saying what I did about his mental health?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, that's an interesting theory. Next on the overview here of the charts, Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. The troop withdrawal situation might deserve a little of our time because it is so disrupted things in the president's own party. Mike Pence and what's-his-face Pompeo went over there to try the first shot at this Turkish president, whatever his name is.
Erdogan.
Erdogan. I'm not talking to those guys, and then he did. This guy is, as far as I'm concerned, as bad as Hitler. He's lined up the Kurds. They dug holes, built bulldozers, digging holes, line up the Kurds on top of a hill, shoot them, throw them in the hole, hundreds at a time. So
they're committing war crimes now. They've also committed a war crime against
criminal.
A Kurdish woman politician, according to reporting this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Well, at any rate, I don't know why we're even talking to this guy. Somebody should put a bullet between his eyes like you should have done with Saddam. Or Arafat, what's his face? I always call him Arafat. I don't know why I do that. Assad, thank you.
The so-called ceasefire, as of Friday, had already been breached because it wasn't a ceasefire. It gave the Turks everything that they wanted. Everything that they wanted. And the Kurdish withdrawal, the Kurds don't have anywhere to go. So the Kurdish withdrawal, which is what the Turks wanted in the first place, so that the Turks got everything that they wanted, and the Kurds have been told that they have to withdraw, but there's nowhere to withdraw to.
All right. Lindsey Graham is an interesting player in this act of the Donald Trump play. He's been friendly. They've played golf. He's been supportive. But, man, he's been about as outspoken contrarian when it came to Turkey as anybody on either side. And he's introduced a Turkey sanctions bill that goes beyond whatever the economic penalties are that Trump imposed, even though he seems to have been opposed to the withdrawal of the U.S. forces. So I'm trying to figure out. He said, Mr. President, quote, as much as I like you and want to work with you, I'm going to be consistent and I'll hold you accountable, as he talked about the bill. But he was talking about the feeling that a lot of Republicans have had, and they haven't expressed it quite as eloquently as he has. What the hell are you doing, basically, was the question. And
I think Lindsey Graham has a good handle on what needs to be done to keep ISIS at bay. And we have a lot of bipartisan anger at Trump on this here in Delaware as well.
Really?
Phone calls from people who
saying?
Identify as Republicans.
Tell us what your people are saying on your calls on your station.
It's a matter of loyalty. Here you have a group of people who did defend and save the lives of thousands of Americans in fighting ISIS, really in recent years as well. We had made certain promises to them about having their back and supporting them. Then President Trump says to Republicans, you need to be loyal to me. And yet, look what he's doing with the Kurds. There's no loyalty whatsoever. That really angers people. And even the Rand Paul followers around here who say, yes, we need to get out of these foreign entanglements, have been saying, as have I, this is the wrong way to do it. You don't go later after you have all these murders and slaughtering people later and say, oh, can we have a ceasefire and let them go now? No. Instead of announcing on a Sunday, by the way, move, you're going to die, what the president should have done is in advance arrange for them to go somewhere and to be somewhere safe as opposed to just abandoning
that
them.
That way. I'm going back to what I said before. Donald Trump is not a planner. Donald Trump doesn't work well or play well with others. That's just the nature of the person, and you're not going to much change that, so you need to either realize that's what you're dealing with. Maybe somebody will modify him. I haven't seen anything about him since he became president or before in terms of his activities that has changed much, if at all. If anything, he's become more hardcore when it comes to the tweeting, when it comes to making decisions on his own and not talking to anybody. It's like he was on an island. Or he thinks he is, or whatever, invincible. He's gotten to the point, again, back to the mental health issue, of thinking he is invincible. At least that's what it appears. I don't know what's in the guy's head. I'm just telling you what I observe. And he has all the markings of somebody who thinks that he is above it all. And that's not particularly good in the circumstance that we find ourselves in. You want to talk a little bit, Victoria, about the Brexit deal? I don't even begin to understand what the heck is going on. I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would get Boris a blow dryer for his hair and the hair in his nostrils and the hair in his ears, too, maybe.
That or a lawnmower.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Trimmer, big time trimmer. All right, so
Flo-by.
What do we
do
need
you remember
to know
the
about
Flo-by?
These? Yeah.
What we need to know.
The Brits have you know what a Flymo is? A lot of people here don't know. I used to have a place in England, and I used to love to mow the lawn with a Flymo. You plug it in. It doesn't have wheels. It's about an inch or two over the grass. It's a lot of fun, and that's what this guy needs for his hair.
Going on is, of course, you know, this show is on zillions of radio stations all over the weekend. So depending when it's aired, different things will have happened. But something momentous is happening in London at Westminster this weekend, which is that Parliament is sitting on a Saturday. It's being known as Super Saturday. Parliament has not sat on a Saturday because it doesn't like to sit on a Saturday because they're at home like any governing body since the Falklands War 1982. Mm-hmm. It's pretty momentous, and it's sitting because Boris wants them to vote on his Brexit plan, which he says got to be done. It's got to be done because Boris thinks it's his way to win re-election. That's what re-election, win election. He wasn't elected by the people. So that's what he's got to happen now. And he also said he'd be dead in the ditch if they weren't out by October the 31st, which is Halloween. here's his problem. He doesn't have a majority in Parliament, and he relies on the DUP, which is a right-wing Northern Irish party, for his majority. There's 10 votes there, and they've said, no, we're not voting with you. So he's got a bit of a problem here. Of course, Labour, the left-wing party, have said, no, we're not voting with you either, but they are, like the Democrats in the United States, in utter disarray, running around like chickens with no heads. And the Remainers, as they're known, who want to stay in the EU, are equally disarrayed. They're running around like there's a vulgar expression I can't use on the air, which is very funny.
Yes.
So nobody knows what they're doing, and it's possible that it'll get through. It's also possible it won't get through. If it doesn't get through, then there could be a hard Brexit, which, according to the Financial Times, which is a very reliable newspaper, means a total catastrophe for the British economy.
Yep.
So there you go.
There you go. All right, in a moment, another policeman kills another black person. We get to that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits in Talk Radio from this past week. I'm Doug Steffen. The stain or stains that you have in your teeth. Let's concentrate on that for 60 seconds or so. You want to do that? Intensive stain removal? Here is the way to get rid of the stains that are on your teeth. Not toothpaste. No, no, no. And not those trays and the stuff that you buy, the strips. It's all garbage. It's not going to work. Well, what it does is make your teeth more vulnerable to tooth decay. But if you are smart and use power swabs, that's the natural ingredient that takes it extracts the stains from the enamel, doesn't eat into the enamel. So if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, get the all-natural way to whiten your teeth. Use power swabs. Do it the natural way, not the chemical way. 50% off the retail price using the DJV code 800-208-1797. Again, that's power swabs. Get the teeth whitened the natural way. 800-208-1797 to do it at half price. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Issue by issue, week by week, we go through the stories and the people as the research is done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. This week's top 10 includes the passing of Elijah Cummings, representative from Baltimore in Congress. Number 9 is a focus on that white Fort Worth police officer who killed a black woman. Number 8, is it going to be Brexit or not? Stock market and the economy, number 7. What's going on in China, number 6. Number 5, discussion of gun control, sort of wrapped around, kind of tied with immigration reform. Number 4, continuing the focus on healthcare, are two favorites, three actually, immigration, healthcare, and climate change. Two of those three are sort of coupled together at number 4. The presidential race is number 3. Troop withdrawal from Syria, number 2. And the Ukraine input, I guess, as to whether there should be an impeachment or not. That's number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached 4-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Pivo List, another service of Talkers Magazine. These are the top 10 people, or at least a combination of people, because sometimes we put a few names together here. Elijah Cummings at number 10. Aaron Dean at number 9. Boris Johnson at 8. Nancy Pelosi at 7. And then we get through all of the political candidates on the Democratic side, from Elizabeth Warren to Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, all that bunch. They're in the grouped in the middle of the list this week. Rudy Giuliani, number 3. Will he or won't he get fired by the president? That'll be interesting to see. Number 2, Joe and his son Hunter, the Biden boys. And number 1 this week, as is usually the case, you don't have to do any heavy lifting to figure out that Donald Trump belongs at the top of the list. Donald Trump is the president. He's number 1 on the people list at the chart list at talkers.com. Jory Jones is here. Rick Jensen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Fort Worth policeman who killed the black woman without provocation. I don't think there's anybody who's looked at this and really examined it that thinks that this guy, this cop's got a leg to stand on or a hair to stand on. Am I right?
I think so. If I may, for people who don't know the story, the thumbnail sketch is the cops came up. She had a gun in her own home. The police did not identify himself. He shot through the window, killed her. How can this not be murder?
Gun. But they didn't. The cop didn't see the gun.
We don't know if he saw the gun.
Does it matter? Well, it doesn't. In this case,
he just said,
"Shoot
I'm
first
here.
And ask questions later." Yeah, it's just getting obnoxious, this whole thing. Did you see, this is a Beyond the Fold story, a quick reference to El Chapo's son. His name is Joaquin Guzman, and he's a baddie as well. He was in a Mexican jail, and surprisingly enough, a lot of his heavily armed pals shot up the bus he was on and released him. So now he's free. He was in custody. No more is he free. So he won't be seeing his dad ride around in a bus in New York probably anytime soon. That would be my observation. Rick Jensen, thank you for being here again. Victoria Jones, always a pleasure. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's move into our weekly countdown of the top five stories from the world of what we all have come to. We have, I'm kind of looking for a different way to get into this, the discussion about technology and how important it is to all of us, I think gets banal after a while. I'm trying to come up with something sexier, Victoria, but I don't know that I can.
Tech is tech.
Tech is tech. All right, let's get to the top five. Starting at five, the posting of items online, yet another warning why be very careful.
Yeah, you have to really be careful, especially if you're a woman and especially if you live at home alone. So it's one of these things that it's a horrible, weird story. A Japanese man last month was arrested for stalking a pop star, and then he attacked her at her home. And the way he found her, he studied photos that she had posted on Instagram and other social media sites. He saw that there was a train station reflected in her eyes in one of the pictures. He found the train station using Google Street View, and then eventually used some clues to figure out where she lived, and found, and then when she came home, he was inside her apartment and attacked her. So it, even though none of us are pop stars, it still is a really good reminder. Be careful of what you post online. Kim Kardashian will be the first one to tell you that when she posted the picture of her with that 20-carat ring that her husband had given her, that's the reason she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. They showed up. They didn't know who she was. They showed up and said, "Where's the rapper's wife?" And then she ended up going through a horrible ordeal and was robbed just because of what she posted online. This applies to don't post stuff if you've got a brand new flat screen TV. Don't post, you know, don't post your valuables online, because a lot of thieves now, they know when you're on vacation, because everybody always posts when you're on vacation, and then they know what's in your house and what can be stolen. So you have to just be really, really careful.
Good reason not to take a vacation. There you go.
You would take that as a takeaway.
Number four, Walmart has a direct-to fridge delivery service.
Yeah, well, right now it's available to over 1 million customers in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Vero Beach, Florida. And the service is going to roll out nationally after they test it out for a bit. This is it's a camera-equipped delivery service. It allows Walmart associates to enter into your home and then put stuff into your fridge. So it's $50 up front, and then Walmart will install a smart lock, and that will give their associates access into your home. Then there's a $20 monthly fee as well, and then that fee gets you unlimited deliveries, although you need to have at least $30 worth of items for the in-home delivery. They're basically copying what Amazon did with its Key Home service, so we'll see if it works for the Walmart customer. The jury's still out.
You know, I saw this thing about Marshall's doing an online store. Mm-hmm. Are they delivering as well? They're trying to get into the
e-commerce. You can order online now at Marshall's. It's a big deal for people who love Marshall's.
Yeah. All right, number three has Facebook with new policy that doesn't work.
Yeah, their new political policy for their ads is kind of backfiring. Last week they said they had changed their advertising policies to exempt politicians and political parties from their new rules that ban misinformation. So essentially, no one can put an ad out saying that a product does certain things without proof that it does, but a political candidate can put anything in an ad that they want, and as you can imagine, there are already lots of ads that the Trump campaign has purchased about Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren got in on this. She purposefully bought an ad with fake information, and just to prove the point that anyone, if you're running for office, anyone can lie. And Facebook basically is not backing down. They said, they didn't make a statement, but they just keep taking the checks. So I guess that's what matters to Facebook. It's not integrity. It's just the money.
Yep, right. It's all about the, it's not about insight, that's for sure. Number two, Yahoo and its breach settlement.
Yep. This is another settlement idea that, like we've been saying, with all of these other big settlements that come along, and they very rarely ever trickle down to the people who were affected. But if you did have a Yahoo account, this means Yahoo email or Yahoo Fantasy Sports, Finance, Tumblr, and Flickr, you can sign up at yahoodatabreachsettlement.com and see if you can get a few bucks back from them.
And the Farmers Internet, there's the story. Mm-hmm. This is the story of the week as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, according to a new study funded by the United Soybean Board, 60% of farmers in America say they do not have enough Internet connectivity to run their businesses. And obviously, that's a crucial part of anyone's business in 2019. 59% of farmers who participated in the study said that they want to incorporate more data and Internet into their operations, but they just don't have the service.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. Buyer beware, I guess, much as anything else. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
JV.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Frustrated British residents say it's time for the Brexit debate to end.
Such a long and drawn out thing. Get on with it. Get out of Europe. And nobody knows, but unless we take a chance, we can't see the future.
Right. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is still looking at, he's at odds with Parliament over how to break the impasse. And the European Union's considering Johnson's half-hearted request for a delay to the October 31st deadline. A vote is possible in the coming days, with the results uncertain. If Johnson cannot convince Parliament to quickly back the deal, it'll be up to the EU then to determine if it grants Britain another extension or sticks to the end of the month date, which would mean the risky no-deal Brexit that many national leaders have been trying to avoid. Mark Esper sought a first-hand assessment of the U.S. military's future role in America's longest war as he made his initial visit to Afghanistan as Pentagon chief. Stalled peace talks with the Taliban and unrelenting attacks by the insurgent group and Islamic State militants have complicated the Trump administration's pledge to withdraw more than 5,000 American troops. The State Department so far has not retaliated against any employees who've appeared before House committees holding hearings as part of their impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has not spoken frequently about the inquiry except to say it's unfair to the people who work for him because they're not allowed to bring State Department lawyers with them to testify. He told ABC's This Week that Adam Schiff is running a kangaroo court.
This has been unfair in the nth degree. We've got officers going up there to testify about important security-related matters without a State Department lawyer in the room, and then we're not being prepared to being allowed to know what it says. We're not able to protect the State Department. We're not able to protect the United States of America.
Get more news. Read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
China's economic growth has sunk to a new multi-decade low in the latest quarter.
Growth in the world's second-largest economy slipped to 6% in the third quarter, down from the previous quarter's 6.2%. It's China's weakest level since 1993. The slowdown and weakening consumer demand add to headaches for China's leaders as they fight 15 months of U.S. tariffs. George Bonzani reporting.
Protests and violence in Chile spilled over into a new day and raged into subway as raged into Sunday night, despite the president canceling a subway fare hike that has prompted the violent demonstrations. Three people died in fires at two looted supermarkets among the 60 Walmart-owned outlets that have been vandalized. Five more people later were found dead in the basement of a burned warehouse and were not employees. At least two airlines canceled or rescheduled flights into the capital for Monday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer zeroing in on the baby food industry. The New York Democrat says a study by Healthy Babies Bright Futures found alarming amounts of lead and other metals in baby food.
95% of the 168 baby foods that tested had arsenic, lead, mercury, or cadmium. Every one of them harmful to tiny little beauties.
And Schumer says the Food and Drug Administration has been lax in their oversight.
Even though the FDA has been asked to test baby foods for these toxic metals, they've sat on their hands.
U.S. Army officials say three soldiers were killed, three others injured, when the armored vehicle they were riding in rolled over into water during training at Fort Stewart in Georgia. The crash occurred around 3:20 a.m. Sunday. No other details from the Post. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Greg Bell, and up first this time around is the second half of an episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. And later, it's Sydney Greenstreet as Rex Stout's detective Nero Wolfe. At the end of our previous show, Fibber was planning some home movies. And as we resume, I believe the McGees are about to get a visit from the mayor of Wistful Vista. He'll be joined by the little girl, Teenie, as voiced by Marion Jordan, who is also Molly. Jim Jordan as Fibber and Gail Gordon as the mayor. Heading back now to February 17th, 1942.
How do you do, Mrs. McGee? Hello, McGee.
Well, Mayor Latrivia, don't pay any attention to McGee's looks, Mr. Mayor.
I never do.
He had a little accident in the kitchen.
Yeah, I was... Hey, look who Latrivia's got with him, Molly. Hi there, little girl.
Hi, Mr. McGee.
Well, I didn't know you were a pal of the mayor, sis. Ain't you starting to round up the votes kind of early, the trivia?
Excuse me, please. I'll go call the camera shop while you talk to the mayor, McGee.
Certainly, Mrs. McGee. McGee, I was walking past your house, and I found this child making marks on your front sidewalk with a piece of red chalk.
Marks on our sidewalk? Wow. Well, now, suppose you explain yourself, sis.
Well, gee, mister, I was just helping my daddy.
How?
Hmm?
I says how.
How what?
How were you helping your daddy?
Drawing chalk marks on your sidewalk.
I know that, but what's that got to do with how... You try it, Latrivia.
Oh, well. Now listen, little girl. Defacing community property is a misdemeanor.
Who's she?
Who's who?
Misdemeanor.
She isn't anybody. She's... Now listen, marking up a sidewalk is very rude. It's unsightly.
Hi, Noah.
Then why did you do it?
I was helping my daddy.
How were you helping your daddy? By drawing chalk marks on Mr. McGee's sidewalk.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I was.
I'm in... Okay, McGee, take it.
Now, sis, let's be sensible. Did your old man, did your daddy tell you to mark up my sidewalk?
No, but somebody had to do it, I betcha.
Why?
Hmm?
I says, why did somebody have to do it?
Because my daddy said so, I betcha.
Now we're getting somewhere, McGee.
Well, I don't know where. Now, just what did your daddy say that made you mark up his sidewalk?
Well, my mommy and my daddy are going to have a party. And they were talking about who was going to be at the party.
Yes, 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 yes.
And my mommy said, how about the McGee's?
Yes.
And my daddy said, no, sir. We got to draw the line at the McGee's. And so I ran out and did it. Take it, La Trivia. So long, McGee.
Don't walk so fast, Molly. Don't forget I got a sprained ankle.
Now, I'm not forgetting your ankle, dearie. Or your cracked elbow, or your cut neck, or your lame back, or your loose teeth, or your bruised ribs. Did I cover everything?
You forgot my skinned knee.
Well, it's only another block to the camera shop.
That's good. When did they say the films will be ready?
Well, they're rushing them. I told the man you wanted to send them to Hollywood.
Oh, what'd he say?
Well, he just made a funny noise and hung up. Are you suffering terribly, dearie?
I sure am, but it was worth it. If these films don't prove I'm a marvelous comedian, I'll eat my hat.
Say, what size hat do you wear?
7 1/4. Why?
Well, I'm going to weave you one out of spaghetti or something. I always like to see you enjoy what you eat. Look, McGee, here comes Mrs. Uppington.
Oh, boy, get a load of that lid. Does Rube Goldberg own a hat shop?
She never got that monstrosity out of a hat shop.
Oh, boy.
That's an old bird's nest built by a cross-eyed blue jay. I never saw... Oh, hello, Abigail, darling. Where did you get that lovely hat?
Oh, how do you do, my dear? And Mr. McGee?
Hi, Upsy.
Do you really like it, Mrs. McGee?
Well, I never saw anything like it.
Me either. But once when I was looking at a drop of swamp water through a microscope...
McGee! Abigail, darling, is that an original creation?
Oh, but of course, my dear. I have the most marvelous milliner. You must let me take you down there sometime, Mrs. McGee. She could do wonders for you. I've often remarked that if you would only wear some decent... you could be utterly charming except for your...
Never mind, Abigail, I get it. But you know, I'm awfully hard to please. And you, you lucky girl, they can throw any old thing on you. And they usually do.
I'd give 4 bits for a handful of catnip.
Of course, Mrs. McGee, my milliner might be just a trifle beyond your, that is, she's horribly expensive, you know.
Oh, I can see that, Abigail. I could never afford to wear the kind of hats you do.
Well, I mean, of course, that anyone in my social position...
can get away with almost anything. Isn't it the truth?
When you've had enough, folks, holler and I'll toss in the towel.
In fact, Mrs. McGee, I was telling my modiste about you, too. She insists that I bring you in. She has an amazing knack at draping difficult figures.
Well, she must have, Abigail. And if she can do as much for me as she's done for you, well, believe me, somebody ought to give her the business.
Yes, she will appreciate it. Why, good heavens, Mr. McGee, I never noticed.
What's that?
How did you acquire all those bandages and splints? Oh. What happened?
Oh, well, he's suffering from a career-end collision, Abigail. We'll explain it to you later. In the meantime, let you and I go shopping together sometime. I know some dandy places.
Oh, all right, my dear. We'll go to my favorite shops first and take in the rummage sales on the way home. Oh, goodbye.
She burns me up, McGee. She tries to give the impression that she has more of everything than anybody else has. Yeah,
she's right if you're talking about chins.
Well, come on, you poor lad. Do you feel all right?
Frankly, no. I don't. I feel like...
Well, hello there, Mrs. McGee. Hello, Mr. McGee.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hi, Wimple, chimp.
Which way did my wife go?
Oh, what do you mean, Mr. Wimple?
We haven't seen your wife.
Well, my goodness, Mr. McGee. You mean you got so bruised and battered all by yourself?
Well, we were taking some home. all movies, Mr. Wimple, and McGee took a couple of bad falls.
Wait till you see the prints. You'll think they're terrific.
Sweetie Face and I took some home movies last week ourselves. She was making some educational pictures for the police department. Jiu-jitsu, you know.
Black and white?
No, black and blue, clear up to... Oh, you mean the pictures, yes. They were black and white.
You sure take a lot of punishment for a little guy, Wimp. I wish I could get over the effects as quick as you do.
Oh, it's just a matter of regular exercise. Now, Mr. McGee, every morning before breakfast, I take a 2-mile run.
Oh, do you really? Where do you run?
Oh, just around the dining room table. Sweetie Face is so irritable when she gets up.
Mm-hmm. She must have caught you this morning, Wimp. You're walking kind of stiff.
Oh, I'm just suffering from housemaid's knee, Mr. McGee.
Housemaid's knee?
Yes. Last night, I tracked in some mud, and Sweetie Face mopped up the kitchen floor with me. Well, I simply must be getting home, folks. I've got to help Sweetie Face with her homework.
What's she studying?
Part 4, Section 6 of the new police manual. How to throw tear gas bombs.
Huh?
If you're going past this evening, stop in and we'll all have a good cry.
He certainly has what it takes, hasn't he, McGee?
Yeah, but I'd hate to have to take what he gets. Oh, here's the home movie shop, Molly. Now hold the door for me, will you?
All right.
I don't want to bump this elbow again.
Yes, sir? What can I... Oh, you poor chap. Let me help you to a chair. Here.
Thanks, but I was kind of wore out.
Yes, I've got to get him home to bed as soon as we get through here.
What could I do for you folks?
Well, I'm Mr. McGee, bud. Remember? You sent me out that camera and those films.
Oh, yes. We picked them up a couple of hours ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
Just a minute, and I'll see if the prints are ready.
McGee, you look awfully pale. Can you hold out till we get home?
Oh, sure. Wait till them Hollywood guys take a gander at them prints. They'll tumble all over themselves trying to sign me up.
Oh, Mr. McGee.
Yeah, bud, you got my films? Let me see them. Hey, you got a projection room here?
Just a minute, please.
You can't expect to get them till you pay for them, McGee.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, you pay them, Molly. I'm too stiff to reach into my pocket.
Yes, you usually are. How much do we owe you, sir?
$3 for camera rental, $18 for film, and nothing for the advice.
What advice?
McGee, the next time you try to take pictures, first take the rubber cap off the lens.
Why, bud?
Your films are all blank.
Oh, my.
Awesome.
Turn over, McGee, whilst I rub some more liniment on your back.
No. Okay.
Do you think you'll ever go on with your movie career, dearie?
No. I just been thinking, Molly. Remember that newsreel we saw last week of Mussolini making a speech on that balcony?
Yes.
I could never be that funny, could I?
No.
That's what I thought. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Finishes for Home and Industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
Fibber's Home Movies from February 17, 1942, with great radio character actor Frank Nelson as the camera store clerk. Nelson is most often heard here on When Radio Was, Frustrating or Frustrated by Jack Benny, on that program. I'm Greg Bell, and speaking of crime solvers, up next on When Radio Was, Sidney Greenstreet as Nero Wolfe, right after this break.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Redding and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Back to When Radio Was and Detective Time. Based on the works of Rex Stout, this radio series stars Sidney Greenstreet and is joined by Gerald Moore as Archie, with Howard McNear, Gigi Pearson, Tim Graham, and Eddie Fields. In the Case of the Phantom Fingers, from January 26, 1951.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ringing of that phone bell means mystery, adventure.
Nero Wolf's office, Archie Goodwin speaking. What? You're expecting Mr. Wolf at your place in 3 hours? Your place is where? Yes. Well, I'm expecting Hedy Lamarr in 15 minutes. Yeah, but, mister, we're both out of luck.
Archie, what are you babbling about?
There's a character on the phone who's laboring under the naive delusion that you're about to make a trip upstate.
His name?
Finley, he said.
In that case, he's quite correct.
Yeah, he's quite the... Yes, Mr. Finley. Mr. Wolf will be there. Yeah, goodbye.
I shall need some beer, Archie.
The bottle opener's in the right-hand drawer.
Thank you.
What one of us needs is a psychiatrist. You're voluntarily leaving your happy home, exposing yourself to the elements, entrusting your only life to a savage automobile?
I am.
Ho, ho, ho. Somebody's offered you the United States Treasury, huh?
Mr. Finley happens to grow orchids. Among them, he has developed a plant possessing spurred lobelia. I have an opportunity to purchase a couple of the plants, therefore...
I don't believe it.
But, Archie, according to the reports I have received, he has produced a strain of black cypripedium.
Oh, well, in that case. But, Mr. Wolf, while it's true that black may be the color of your true love's hair, it is also true that black is the color of funerals.
It's the detective genius who rates the knife and fork the greatest tools ever invented by man. The ponderous, brilliant, and unpredictable Nero Wolf, created by Rex Stout and brought to you in the person of Mr. Sidney Greenstreet.
Mr.
beginning of the case of the Phantom Fingers actually had nothing to do with black orchids. The first act was played in an old house at the end of an old dirt road. It was short and simple. As short as life. And as simple as murder.
Joe, I didn't believe the letters I got. Didn't believe them until now. I've been a lonely man. No wife, children. Joe, it was all coming to you after I died. There was no need for you to steal from me. All you had to do was wait. Joe, that gun. Put it down. No.
Archie.
Yes, Mr. Wolf.
How much longer?
Oh, an hour maybe. Why?
I'm a fool.
Yeah, well, payday's tomorrow. I refuse to agree with you. Besides, the trip's been fine so far, huh? So there's snow on the road, but...
Phooey.
Well, it's nice snow. Pretty soon it'll be spring, and in the spring...
If you mention old Titmouse once more, I shall strangle you.
No, it's against the law. But you know, if that snow melts much faster, the trees won't look so pretty.
Trees? Are they really necessary?
Uh-huh. People cut them down and make paper out of them. And they take the paper and make dollar bills. Mr. Wolf, we're surrounded by future thieves.
I prefer the finished product. What on earth is that?
Sounds like a river.
Indeed.
Except there aren't any rivers around here.
Hey.
Yeah?
Up ahead.
What?
Huh? It's a river. Only it isn't a river.
It's wet.
It's wet and it's got waves on it. Had to start raining, too.
Nature. Phooey.
The road behind us is covered with water. We just have to keep going onward and upward.
Would you like to recite Excelsior to me?
Why, sure. Shades of night were falling fast when through an alpine village passed...
An idiot of your caliber, no doubt.
Oh.
An infernal engine has died.
No. The road dips up ahead. And where it dips, there's a junior Mississippi growing up.
Splendid.
Not so splendid. We can't go back and we can't go forward.
Why not?
They didn't build this model to swim.
No foresight. What do we do now?
Well, we could abandon the car and...
Walk, are you mad? Are you seriously suggesting I endowed in a foot race with the flood?
Yeah, well, not seriously, but...
You've decided to give the car a swimming lesson?
No. There's what looks like a cow path leading off the highway. To your right. Maybe it's a road.
We progress. We now follow the footstep of the cow.
Ah, it is a road. An old dirt road. Not only that, it goes up.
Is that good?
Theoretically. We might get above the water that way.
And if the theory fails?
Mr. Wolf, how are you on the Australian crawl? Hey. There's been another car on this road before us. You can see the tire tracks in the mud.
Interesting. An indication that there are other maniacs about. I myself would not have chosen this particular spot to picnic in.
Well, it's not that. There's somebody lying on the road.
People have peculiar habits. Ignore him and drive on.
Uh-uh. Hold on a moment. Wolf, you better come out here.
My madness has its limits. The answer is no. Serious, Archie?
Very serious.
Oh, very well.
Yeah, still alive, but...
The man's been shot. He's mumbling.
Joe.
Be still.
Don't forgive stealing.
So much for that. Pick him up, Archie. Put him in the car.
Might be bad for him to be moved.
No, there is nothing that can be bad for him. He's dead. This blasted road leading anywhere, Archie?
Well, seems to be a clearing up ahead. Maybe... Hey, it's a house.
Splendid.
I'm not so sure. It's perched up on top of a cliff, surrounded on three sides by nothing. A The side facing us is a deep ravine and a small wooden bridge.
An island in the air.
Yeah. High enough to keep above water, maybe, but... Now, that bridge doesn't look too good. Rain may have weakened it.
You have no choice, Archie. I have no intention of being drowned in these barbaric surroundings. The bridge, Archie.
Okay, hold on. Ooh, that thing's collapsing under us.
Our momentum, you said.
Well, if it doesn't, 37 blondes are going to be wearing black. Correction, 38. I forgot the one in Gimbel's bargain basement.
Hey, we made it.
The bridge will never be the same, though. There's a car ahead of us in front of the house.
The car from which our friend, our dead friend, was thrown. Only one set of car tracks in the mud along the road and here...
And all we have to do is walk in, ask for the owner of the house, and...
Possibly, and possibly not. Archie, go through the corpse's pockets.
Oh, that's not cricket. Yeah, all right, I'm going through. Not much on him. Handkerchief, silver, driver's license. The name was James Miller. Address Garner Lane, Walden. Now, I've got an idea this is Garner Lane, Mr. Wolf.
In which case, someone named Joe was looking after the house for him, committed theft, and murdered Miller. Miller's body was then dumped on the road in the hopes that the floods would wash the body away. No one at the house seems to have noticed our arrival.
Nope. Well, let's go in and ask for Joe, huh?
Very well. Hard. With the bridge down, there's absolutely no way of getting on or off this bridge.
Except for a mountain goat. I don't know any mountain goats. I used to know a plain goat once, though.
Indeed.
He ran at the fifth at Jamaica.
Stop mourning.
I never mourned her. Also, I never win bets on horse races. That's why I continue to work for you.
That is also why you had better ring the doorbell.
Okay, okay. Nobody's going to break a leg rushing to open the door.
I suppose you try. I have had more than enough of the weather.
Is that polite? Besides, the killer may have some more bullets in that gun.
Are you afraid?
Sure.
Phooey, the door, Archie.
But old Dr. Tidmouse would say... Well, never mind. Hey, somebody was careless leaving the door open like that. On the other hand, has the spider ever shut its web? The answer is no. Are we flies?
Yes.
Out of my way, Archie.
There are lights up ahead. Must be the living room.
Excuse me.
Sure, you're excused.
Do you live here, sir?
Do we... No, don't you?
Of course not. This is very strange. I came out to see the people who live here, or the person. I found the door open and no one about. I've been sitting in this corner now for a long time.
Well, it's a pity no one offered you a plum pie. Then you could have stuck in your thumb.
You saw no one enter, sir?
No one at all. I didn't want to go any further. It would have seemed like prying.
Perhaps you had better come along with us.
Well, all right. You know, this place, it has an evil atmosphere.
It certainly has. What it needs is fresh air.
Fury, this would be the living room door. A job.
It is. Looks as pretty as a picture. Abby. Oh.
Hello.
Well, just think of it. 5 minutes ago, you know, I didn't know you existed. And you didn't know I existed. And now...
Archie, your existence would have a sudden end unless you keep quiet. Excuse us for intruding, Miss...
Intruding? Oh, but I really should ask you to excuse me.
You do not live here?
I wish I did, but you see, I've been out walking. I live maybe a whole mile from here, and then when the flood began, I thought I'd come in here and stay for a while.
And you found?
An empty house.
That's not what I found. As old Dr. Tidmouse has often said...
Go through the rest of the house, Archie.
Go through the rest... Yeah, well, never mind. I'll,
The sound.
Somebody's walking. Coming downstairs. I'll go and see.
Hey, you! Come on into the living room. Meet your guests in one of several pieces as you prefer.
What? Oh. Hiya, folks.
Ah, a host at last.
That's very funny. I think I'll laugh.
May I ask why?
Because this here ain't my dump. I was just casing the joint. I mean, I was just taking a stroll.
Through the house?
I'm eccentric.
Oh, clever. However, I think you'd better stay.
Why?
Because you may turn out to be the owner of this house after all. I rather think introductions are in order.
Well, I'm Peg Shirley.
Yeah, my name is Wagner.
Joseph Wagner?
Lewis.
How about you, Stroller?
Cregan. Sam Cregan.
Peg, Louis, Sam. Mr. Cregan, while you were strolling upstairs, did you notice anyone else about?
No.
There was no one outside when Archie and I entered. The bridge is down, effectively cutting us off from further visitors. We may assume, therefore, that we are the only people in or about this house.
Yeah, it's cozy, ain't it?
Which further means that one of you three is a murderer.
What did you say?
A murderer is the person who owns or lives in this house. All three of you denied being that person. Conclusion, one of you is a liar.
Why did I get that?
How dare I? I hardly expected a full immediate confession. However, we are absolutely isolated here. No one is going to come or leave until we have a killer.
You know, you can't really keep us here.
The flood can and will. Remember, the bridge is no longer. So you see, just the five of us alone. No one else inside the house, no one outside. Therefore...
Correction, Mr. Wolf.
Maybe it's a branch or something tapping against the door.
Unlikely. Archie.
Okay, I'll go see who or what it is.
Hey,
what? I got him. Somebody shut the door.
Yeah, all right, I get it.
A disreputable and unwashed gentleman, head badly hurt. Is he conscious, Archie?
I don't know. He's mumbling something.
Ledge pushed off. Fell from the ledge.
He's passed out. I guess he was trying to say that somebody pushed him out on a ledge. On the side of the cliff, maybe. He must have regained consciousness and crawled to the house. Where'll I put him, Mr. Wolf?
We'll need first aid. We can't get a doctor. Cregan, where are the bedrooms?
Yeah, one right up at the head of the stairs. And don't ask me how I happen to know.
We shan't, Archie.
Okay. I'll need somebody to help me carry him up without shaking him too badly.
Cregan?
Okay. Let's go.
As for the rest of you, Mr. Wagner, Miss Shirley, I suggest we return to the living room.
But I don't see any reason why we should take orders from you.
One of you is a murderer. I include Mr. Cregan, of course.
Oh, but that poor man wasn't dead.
Not for lack of trying. However, I was not referring to him.
You mean someone else has been killed?
Precisely. That is why I hope we shall not hear another knocking at the door. It could only be a corpse.
You are listening to Nero Wolf on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Rock, rock, rock everybody. Roll, roll, roll everybody.
MusicRewind.com brings you American Heartbeat Rock and Roll, a 3-CD set of 60 of the most popular hits from the first generation of rockers. Enjoy the recordings of the most influential rock and roll artists and singers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, Buddy Holly, Brenda Lee, Jerry Lee Lewis, and many, many more. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to pay the low price of only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping by using promo code ROCK77.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down.
Buy American Heartbeat Rock and Roll now and rip it up with the Everly Brothers and do the Honey Bop with Wanda Jackson. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to start rocking your world today. Don't forget promo code ROCK77 for your special savings on shipping.
shake it, shake it to the right. You do the hippie shake, shake with all of your might and energy.
That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember promo code ROCK77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
And now back to Sidney Greenstreet starring as Nero Wolfe on When Radio Was.
How's he?
And Cregan.
Yeah.
The injured man?
Still out. Probably got a concussion.
Did he say anything further?
Well, he babbled a bit. I don't know if...
We should assume we're among friends, Archie. Exactly what did he say?
Well, he was pushed over the edge of the cliff because he saw Miller killed.
Did he also see who?
No, passed out before he had a chance. He's an old tramp, Mr. Wolfe. He was bumming his way through the country when he saw the murder.
He must have decided on a touch of blackmail and receiving a concussion instead, which may last for hours or for days.
Somebody's playing with the lights.
Some fool.
Yeah, the switch was over this way. Lights are on again. Whose idea was that?
I had nothing to do with this.
Me neither.
Miss Shirley, why did you scream?
Well, someone brushed against me in the darkness.
You were standing?
Near the table, this table.
Archie?
Nothing on the table except a bunch of keys on a ring.
Something screwy. Why should a guy put the lights out just to deposit a bunch of keys on a table?
Obvious. Without doubt, those are the keys of this house. Possession of them would have disclosed which of you lives here and which of you therefore killed Miller. It's late. I shall sleep down here, lacking an elevator to transport me upstairs.
The elevator's lacking.
Yes, the rest of you should be able to find bedrooms upstairs. Good night. Archie.
Yeah?
Follow them upstairs. Spend the night awake.
Okay.
Good heavens, Archie.
On my way.
What's
cooking up here?
Somebody's playing with the lights up.
Strike a match.
You don't have to. I got a flashlight.
Here it is. Light switch. You know, this putting out of lights is getting to be somebody's bad habit. Well, all three of you seem to be okay. Stay here.
Where are you going?
Tramp's room, right here at the head of the stairs. Think of all your good deeds while I'm gone. All right, downstairs again.
What, again?
Oh, dear.
What happened?
Well, it was more than a bunch of keys this time.
Oh, that knife. There's blood on it.
There should be. I just pulled it out of a man's heart.
Wow.
Well, Mr. Wolfe, one of these three babies doused the lights, popped into the tramp's room, deposited the knife in his chest, and popped right out again.
The knife you're holding?
Yeah.
Intelligent of you to wrap a handkerchief around the handle.
Well, whoever killed the tramp didn't have time to fool around with gloves, so...
There should be prints on the knife handle. Satisfactory, Archie.
That's mild enthusiasm.
Archie, on that desk, an ink pad.
Yeah.
Miss Shirley, You carry face powder, of course?
Yes, I do.
Archie will need it to bring out the prints on the knife. He will then fingerprint each of you. Compare your prints with those on the knife, and we shall have a murderer to hand over to the police. Archie, will you begin, please?
They are, Mr. Wolfe. Three cards labeled with Miss Shirley's name, Cregan's, and Wagner's. Their respective prints are on each card.
Good. I have the knife here. Several quite distinct prints on it. It should be child's play to, Archie.
Yeah?
Take your own prints and mine.
What?
Do as I say, quickly.
Yes, sir. All right, give me your thumb. Thank you. That's it. Now mine. Thank me.
Something wrong. Something wrong and deadly loose in this house tonight.
Well, there's a card with your prints in mine.
Thank you.
Now you got five cards all together.
So I have. Archie.
What now?
Take the ink pad and a fresh card with you.
Where am I going with them?
Upstairs.
But, Mr. Wolf, there's nobody upstairs except the corpse.
Precisely. It is his prints I want.
This is so ridiculous.
I'm
over with.
Tired of this.
Archie? Yeah, I got the dead man's prints.
Will all of you please sit?
All right, but it's...
Good heavens, young woman. Be careful. We want no accidents.
Sorry, I caught my high heels in the rug.
Archie, the card with the corpse's prints on it.
Hey, yes, sir.
Thank you.
You know, I've had quite enough of this nonsense.
Have you, Mr. Wagner?
Yeah, and so have I, Mr. Wolf. Also, I don't think you know what you're doing.
Perhaps not. However, I have something rather interesting to tell all of you. There is no one in this house beside yourselves, except, of course, for the dead man upstairs. There is no one on the rock on which this house stands, except for another dead man in our car.
Look, we already know all that.
Bear with me. We may rule out secret passages, unusual hiding places, or anything of that esoteric and childish nature. We may also rest assured that no one has come to or left this house or rock within the last few hours.
Well, that means we're kind of hermetically sealed here, huh? Meaning also that whoever was here when the tramp was killed is still here. Still here in this room.
Correct, Archie. Now then, I have checked the dead tramp's prints against those on the knife. Theoretically, suicide was possible. However, the prints do not match.
That guy was in no condition to kill himself anyway.
True. And I checked Archie's prints and mine against those on the knife. No similarity.
Oh, but no one suspected either of you.
Thank you, but I had to be thorough. That left only the three of you. I compared your cards and the prints on them with the prints on the handle of the knife.
And?
I want you to remember one thing very clearly. We are the only living people in this house or on this rock of land. No tricks are possible and may be ruled out.
All right, so what?
This. The prints on the handle of the knife that pierced the heart of the man upstairs do not match his prints or the prints of anyone in this room.
Mine wouldn't match.
Would you mind saying that again?
He doesn't have to. In those cards, Mr. Wolf has the prints of everybody here. And yet none of them match the prints on the knife handle.
But, well, in that case, who or what killed him?
Why, there must be someone else in the house.
I give you my word, there is not.
Hey, you thinking about ghosts or something?
Ghosts never leave fingerprints.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back with more from Nero Wolf right after this.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
A Christian Finnish politician is under pre-trial investigation for an alleged, quote, hate crime. You see, the politician went to Facebook to post a Bible verse that opposes same-sex relationships to condemn the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland's LGBT support.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking.
That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Back to the adventures of Nero Wolfe on When Radio Was.
I've got to get away. I can't stand this.
Me too. Come on, lady.
But I'll come along with you if you don't mind.
Mr. Wolfe.
Let them go. The bridge is down. They can't get far.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Get what?
Well, the fingerprint business. And who killed Miller plus the tramp?
The identity of the killer, Archie, is quite obvious.
It is? To who?
To whom?
Who's whom? That's a joke. Yeah, I'm stalling for self-respect. You know?
Of course I do. I have no conclusive proof, however. I had hoped the fingerprints would be of assistance there, but they proved to be phantoms.
I'm still smarting about the other thing. You know, it's at times like this that I almost agree with you about my intelligence.
Lack of intelligence?
Yeah, well, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in. Just go ahead. Yeah, well, maybe you better rub it in. From now on, you may refer to my brain in the negative.
In the negative? Bless you, Archie.
What I've just done, I don't know, but can I have a raise?
No.
I'll take it back.
You can't. Get the others in at once.
Mr. Wolfe, you now have the appearance of Mr. Wolfe being surrounded by several dozen bottles of beer. What have I done?
You've explained the fingerprints, Archie. Hurry. I don't want to keep the killer in suspense.
I'm very nervous. I don't like
myself. Archie,
they're all here.
Yes, but they're all making a noise. Stop them.
Miss Shirley, Mr. Cregan, Mr. Wagner, will you please shut... Mr. Wolfe, they have.
Thank you, Archie. Now then, I have known for some little time which of you killed the tramp and Miller. I lack proof, however.
And you have it now?
I will admit for a while I was flummoxed by the negative evidence of the fingerprints. They seem to indicate that the tramp was murdered by a phantom. However, the word negative itself has solved the minor problem.
Minor to who?
To whom? Never mind. Shh.
Archie, what is the salient feature of a film negative?
Well, I suppose it's the fact that the darks are light and the lights are dark, huh?
Precisely. A reversal, then, of the actual appearances. Now, are there any similarities between filmed images and fingerprints?
Oh, in a way. You could call the whorls and hollows that determine the individual characteristics of a fingerprint the lights and darks, huh?
You could. I shall. Miss Shirley, would you help in an experiment?
Well, of course.
Thank you. Archie, I want you to take Miss Shirley's fingerprints once again.
Okay. Pad and card. Here you are, Miss Shirley.
All right.
Archie, quick.
Huh?
Grab her arm.
I got it. Well, usually I don't have to be coached, but...
Let go of me. What are you trying to do?
Miss Shirley, you already had pressed your fingers on the ink pad once. Why were you about to do it a second time?
Well, I just wanted to make a better impression.
Truly. Archie, wipe some of the ink off her fingers.
Oh, but then it won't be any good.
It'll be very good, Archie.
I've done it.
And take the print.
No,
let go of me.
Maybe. I never hurt women if I can help it, but right now I won't be able to help it. Mr. Wolf wants your prints all over again, so down on the nice white card.
No.
There, thanks.
Will you let me have that card now, Archie?
Sure.
In the meanwhile, hold on to Miss Shirley.
A pleasure.
Indeed? Would you continue to think so, Archie, if I told you that Miss Shirley's first name is not Peg, but happens to be Josephine, for which the diminutive is Joe?
Glad they're fixing the bridge. I was beginning to think we'd be here forever.
Surely we have been.
You know, if those black orchids have been holding their breath waiting for you, they're going to be red in the face. Hey, new breed, red orchids, huh?
Archie, must you talk?
Well, it's fun. Also, you've been holding out on me about the case.
I surrender.
Okay. You know, when we compared the new prints of Josephine with those on the knife, you could have knocked me over with a sash weight. They were identical.
Naturally. She stabbed the tramp.
Yeah, but what was the fingerprint gag?
She merely loaded her fingers so heavily with ink that she falsified the markings. She filled up the hollows and walls with ink. The result was that ridges became hollows and vice versa. In the same fashion that a photographic negative falsifies lights and darks.
You got that when I mentioned the word negative. It works, huh?
Try it sometime.
Yeah, the very next bank I robbed. But you said you knew who killed Miller and the tramp even before you exposed the fingerprint gimmick. How?
We knew Miller's murderer lived in this house. Had been stealing from him and so on.
Uh-huh.
Stealing what? Cash, of course. He, as the girl admitted, was an eccentric. Kept his money on the property. Cregan had probably heard of it, hence his casing of the house.
Yeah?
Our problem, therefore, was to discover who lived in this house. All three suspects denied it. Josephine Shirley told us, as you may remember, that she'd gone for a walk and then been driven by the flood to this house where we found her.
Well, that's what she said it could have been.
No, because as you may also remember, she tripped at one point over the living room rug and mentioned why.
Sure. Sure, she said she was wearing high heels and... Uh-oh, because out in the country there are no pavements, so girls don't go for a walk in high-heeled shoes. Therefore, she hadn't gone for a walk. Therefore, she was lying. Therefore, she killed Miller and... I should have noticed those heels myself.
You should have, Archie. Your trouble, I suspect, was that you didn't notice the feet for the legs.
I've been listening to The New Adventures of Nero Wolfe, starring Sidney Greenstreet.
The Case of the Phantom Fingers from January 26, 1951. During that series' six-month run on NBC Radio, multiple actors would be heard as Archie Goodwin. In that one, indeed, was Gerald Moore, radio's Philip Marlowe. While Moore also spent time playing a different literary detective in a series of films in the late 40s. The character's name was Michael Lanyard, but do you recall his crime-fighting nickname? I'll answer that and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Radio's top cop takes on all the vice the post-war decade had to offer in Dragnet's true-to-life police procedurals.
It was Saturday, July 18th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of homicide detail. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Lorman. My name's Friday.
Jack Webb, the creator of the series, stars as Sergeant Joe Friday in Radio Spirit's special 10-CD collection, Dragnet, Big Crime.
Something else you ought to know.
Yeah, what's that?
That gun he's got, the .22 rifle?
Yeah.
He's got a real thing about guns. Big collection. Rifles, pistols, automatics, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they all work.
The cases worked by radio's most earnest law enforcement officer were compelling in their depiction of commonplace tragedies. Dragnet, Big Crime, brings you 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes of this radio classic.
Go in. I quit.
All right, throw the gun out, Gray. Throw the gun out.
I won't do it.
Come on, throw that gun out.
Hey, hello, hello!
Dragnet Big Prime is regularly priced at $39.98. But today, When Radio Was listeners can save $15 and get Big Crime for just $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Friday77.
Everything we did, he planned it. We asked about something. He said not to worry about it. He had it all figured.
Yeah.
All we said, he was as smart as any cop. Kept telling us you made mistakes.
We do.
That's what he said.
He should have told you the rest of it.
What do you mean?
We can make them more than once.
Don't make the mistake of missing out on this outstanding offer. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code Friday77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
So you've harvested your game and the work begins. What tool can make all the difference in the world during processing? I'll share in just a moment.
Attention, whitetail hunters. Finally, an opportunity to match your bow hunting skills against fellow hunters. Divided into 14 regions, solo and three-person teams compete to harvest the biggest buck in their region. Qualify for the 2020 North American Whitetail Championships in Kansas and a chance to win $50,000. Runs this September through January. Register today at NAWTC.com. NAWTC.com.
The tool that can make all the difference in the world when processing your game is your knife. It is very important to have a knife that fits the task you're performing, stays sharp, or can be sharpened easily, and if in the field, can be found when you need it. To learn more, go to drawtowildlife.com and check out our conversation with David Block of Outdoor Edge, and remember, the seasons never end.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned in the late 1940s, Gerald Moore played Detective Michael Lanyard in a series of films based on a literary character he fought crime as, the Lone Wolf. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but I want to remind you to take a moment and visit the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.